following is a presentation of DRG Media Group Sports. You're listening to coverage of area high school sports on 94.5 KPLO. You can also listen or watch coverage online at drgnews.com. Now, here's Darren Boyle.
Hi, and a very good evening to you. We welcome you to Bob Schrader Field in Miller, where tonight we bring you coverage of regional high school football on KPLO. A matchup between two undefeateds comes your way this evening. The Mount Vernon Flackington Titans taking on the Miller Highmore Herald Rustlers. Our coverage of regional high school football on KPLO was brought to you by Wagner Auto, Titan Machinery, Kimball Livestock, Venture Communication, and the Jet Lanes. Coverage of regional high school sports on KPLO is also brought to you by Pottsville State Farm Insurance, by the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety, the May Adam Law Firm, Avera Orthopedics, the South Dakota Attorney General's Division of Consumer Protection, Riverview Power Sports in Oklahoma, Agtegra, Pyrite Seed, and the folks at the Golden Buffalo Casino, CHS River Plains, and Darren Boyle Sales. Our coverage of regional high school football tonight is also being brought to you by Jan Bussey Ford, the Miller Press, Advanced Collision and Repair, Miller Rexall, Carr Chiropractic, Kent Clark Insurance of Wessington, American Family Insurance, the Crystal Volksgarten Agency, and C&B Operations. Also, helping us with our coverage of regional high school football tonight, the folks at Access Health, Fisher Rounds and Associates, Highmore Health, Mashing Food Center, the Highmore Herald, and we welcome you here to Miller tonight for our coverage of regional high school football. Miller Highmore Herald, a 28-14 victory over Wagner to get their season underway under new head coach Travis Heasley. They get the victory, and also Mount Vernon Flankington gets a victory to start off the season, a 37-8 win over Woonsocket, Wessington Springs, Sanborn Central. We will see some of the most exciting players in Class 11B, Tate Hoffman, one of the electric running backs for Miller Highmore Herald, quarterback Trey Knox for the Rustlers as well, and they will see Reed Russ. He's a three-year starter, a very solid quarterback for Mount Vernon Flankington. They've got a good supporting cast as well. Should be a fun matchup between two very good football teams here this evening. And you can't ask for much better weather as we work here on the 26th of August. Temperature in the mid-60s as we approach kickoff. Just a slight 10-15 mile an hour north wind that will blow up and down here in this north-south facing field in Miller. May affect the passing game a little bit, but more often than not, it won't. It should be an absolutely gorgeous night for high school football. The South Dakota Office of Highway Safety celebrates being part of the team. They remind you to buckle up every trip and every time. Lots to talk about in our pregame show. We had the conversation with both of our head coaches and much, much more. Let's take a three-minute break and return on KPLO.
For over 100 years, State Farm Insurance has been there to help whenever you need them. The team at Pottsville State Farm is your Central South Dakota good neighbor. While technology may have changed, you can always expect top-notch customer service from Pottsville State Farm. They'll take care of all of your insurance and financial service needs, where good neighbor service is their continued priority. Pottsville State Farm Insurance, with offices in Pierre and Gregory.
There's an app for everything, including high school sports from the stations of DRG Media Group. Download the DRG News app brought to you by the Golden Buffalo Casino from the App Store or Google Play. It takes only a moment, so you'll have it in time for this game. See live and archived video of all games. And when you select your favorite station during the live stream, the video will immediately pop up. See Central South Dakota high school sports on your phone or mobile device with the DRG News app brought to you by the Golden Buffalo Casino. Download it now at the App Store or Google Play. You have a job to do, and Jan Bussey Ford has the trailer for you. Jan Bussey Ford in Highmore has over 50 trailers in stock. Whether you're looking for a gooseneck, flatbed, tilt, car hauler, dump, or utility trailer, we have them. And we carry quality brands like Aluma, PJ, Big Tex, Doolittle, HP, Wilson, and more. Call Jan Bussey Ford in Highmore at 605-852-2122 or visit pioneergarage.com to shop our inventory online.
Jan Bussey Ford, building partnerships for life.
The Miller Press, one-stop shopping for your business. Their commercial print shop can make the business of doing business a breeze. The staff at the Miller Press can help you with letterheads, printed envelopes, invoices, sales tickets, business cards. They do customized printing on paper and clothing. And now they offer instant photo printing with multiple paper sizes to choose from right from your computer or phone. Stop into the Miller Press office for more information. 114 West 3rd Street, Miller. Call 853-3575 or online at themillerpress.com. The Miller Press.
And now, words of advice from a South Dakota white-tailed deer.
Hello, great and strong humans. If I may, a word of advice about crossing a highway. Oh, look, bright lights.
Whoa, look at the damage I just did. I hope that guy goes to Advanced Collision and Repair in Miller. Yep, only Advanced Collision in Miller can fix that.
Oh, look, now I'm a deer angel. This is fun.
1022 East 3rd Street. Call 893-0190.
Miller Rexall Drug is an independent, community-owned Health Mart pharmacy. Pharmacist Trent and Travis care about their customers and provide fast, friendly, and professional pharmacy services to help you get and stay well. Medicare and all major insurance is accepted, and free delivery or mail service of prescriptions is available, along with price matching. Check out the old-fashioned soda fountain and gift card mall, Hallmark cards, wine department, great gift selection, toy and dollar sections, photo machine, and more. Miller Rexall Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Back here at Miller as we get ready for tonight's football matchup. Miller, Highmore Herald, and Mount Vernon Flankington warming up for right now. Parents' night here in Miller as the Miller Highmore Herald team honoring their parents before their second game of the season. Lots of football going on. A lot of teams getting their season underway in the 11-man ranks, and a lot of action going on this evening. Here are just some of the games going on tonight. Actually, if you heard it earlier, Jones County picks up their first victory of the year, 41-0. They knock off Sunshine Bible Academy earlier this afternoon. Other games tonight, it is White River at Bennett County. Colombe is hosting Gayville Ballin. Lyman is on the road again as they will travel to New Underwood. Harding County Bison is at Kadoka tonight. Bonham hosts Kimball White Lake. Chamberlain is at home tonight. Their season opener as they take on Lennox. Clark Willow Lake hosts Webster area. Corsica Stickney is hosting Alcester Hudson tonight. Hitchcock Tulare is at Falkton. Gregory is hosting Woolsey Wessington. Platte Geddes is at Parkston tonight. Potter County is at Sully Buttes. And Stanley County is at DeSmet this evening. And Winter is at home tonight as they take on Wagner. And also out west, a big matchup out west in the nine-man ranks. Phillip is hosting Wall this evening. We had the opportunity to talk to both head coaches. It is our Keys to Success segments brought to you by the folks at May Adams. And first, let's talk to Brent Olson. He is the head coach of the Mount Vernon Plankington Titans. It's good to get that first game out of the way.
Yeah, you know, it allows you to put some things on film and start getting to work on things you need to fix on and hope we improve on a lot of things we did last week.
And this is the ball club that we've seen time to time. I don't get to see it more than once or twice a season, but a solid ball club and having a senior quarterback that has been part of this for a while is real handy.
Yeah, 3-year starter at quarterback, 4-year starter overall, and you know that really does help having a kid that's seen some things and can relax his team in the huddle a little bit when things go wrong.
And being able to come into a ball game like this, second week of the season against Miller, Miller Highmore Herald with a new coach, and they got a nice win over Wagner last week. What do you know? What were you able to grab on film that can work for you?
Yeah, first of all, it's just a difficult matchup to start with. They do so many different things. It's unbalanced, no huddle, and you're trying to get lined up and figure out where you should be. And then on top of that, they have one of the best players in the state with number 5. I'm sorry, I'm bad with names, but tremendous running back and has been for years, and we're really going to have to try to get him under control.
So as you guys work second game of the season, a long ways away from where you want to be or need to be, so what do you feel as far as improvement here for this week, week 2 of the season, before the Labor Day weekend? What do you want to see for improvement?
Well, we just weren't very clean offensively. We missed a lot of blocks, and we're blocking the wrong people on some of our base plays that we've been running for years, so it was a little frustrating. Defensively, I think you take the winter game out last year and the other seven games, I think we gave up less than 100 yards rushing total. We gave up 164 yards last week and probably could have given up more, but we got ahead and they quit running the thing, so we got to shore up our run defense.
And you prepare for 2 weeks for hot weather. You practice the first 2 weeks of the season. You deal with upper 90s almost every day and prepare for that. Last Friday, it wasn't bad at all. This is going to be kind of an October night for football before it's all said and done, I think.
It is, but I tell you, the kids will appreciate it. The refs will appreciate it. I don't think anybody really likes being out here in 100 degrees, and we'll take 65 anytime.
All right, Coach, best of luck tonight throughout the season. Good seeing you again.
Thank you, and thanks for the coverage.
All right, Brent Olson of the Mount Vernon Planking Titans is part one of our keys to success. We're back with more after this on KPLO.
May Adam Law Firm of Pierre offers superior legal representation. Clients can be assured their legal matter will be handled with expertise and the utmost professionalism. May Adam Law Firm skilled South Dakota lawyers can take care of your family law, estate planning, real estate law, or personal injury. May Adam Law Firm is able to help you plan and prepare to make matters easy now and into the future, too. Call 224-8803. May Adam Law Firm of Pierre, since 1881.
Part two of our pregame interviews, we talked with Travis Heasley, head coach of the Miller Highmore Herald Rustlers. And, Coach, a good win for you to start out your tenure here and also the season for the Rustlers. A victory over Wagner, 28-14. Good to put some points on the board.
Yeah, it was nice. Well, we struggled a little bit there the first three quarters, and then we finally got stuff rolling there in the fourth. And the kids really started feeling it, and you know, it all worked out. So,
you know, these are some hardworking kids that have been, you know, part of this program for a few years. You've got some nice upperclassmen. You've got some a quarterback with some experience. You got one of the better running backs in your class of football. It's good to have all that come together. The effort was there just, you know, in the last couple of years, but the wins didn't come. So it's good to get a victory right away.
Yeah, it was. These guys, they've worked their tails off here this last few weeks, and you know, they just have a desire to win right now. They want it, you know, and yeah, I just can't say enough about those guys' efforts and the leadership we have.
You know, the one thing about it, you have athletes, maybe not the biggest football players in the world, so you have to do things different. I come here with a picture in my mind that we're going to see some spread formation, we're going to see a lot of pistol, and we're going to see a lot of throw in the football, and that's going to set up your running game, and you know, because you're not going to match up with a lot of these teams that are bigger. So am I right?
Yeah, we like to mix it up. I know last week we were about 50-50 with run and pass, and you know, and it's all new to them. It's a whole new system for them. So, you know, we throw a little more at them every week. So,
and that is part of it. You can't throw it all to them at once, but you still got to have them the basics so you can run plays and take care of different situations early in the season. But, you know, by the midway point of the season, that whole playbook will probably be in.
Yeah, let's hope so. We're hoping we're getting there. Anyway, yeah. So
Mount Vernon Plankington comes in, a solid ball club. They got a win last week. They've got an experienced quarterback. I think they're going to test your defense early.
Absolutely. They're very disciplined. They do what they do good. You know what's coming, but they just do it very well. They're very well disciplined. So, you know, we're in for a dogfight tonight.
And I think what else are keys for you guys as far as week number two? Obviously, you want to see improvement, but there's things you got to do to be victorious. What are those?
We got to start right away. We can't wait till the fourth quarter. We got to start getting our offense rolling right away. Last week we had a drive, went right down the field, had a score in the end zone, got called back on a penalty, and we just kind of faded for a little bit until we found our feet again, and we can't do that this week. We got to go right away.
All right, Coach, best of luck.
All right, thank you.
Travis Heasley, head coach of the Miller Highmore Herald Rustlers. That is our keys to success from the folks at May Adams. Starting lineups now from Avero Orthopedics for the Mount Vernon Plankington Titans. We will see at a quarterback, Reed Russ. He is a 205-pound senior. They'll use three running backs, Christopher Meyer, a 180-pound senior, Drew Gerlach, a 155-pound senior, and Brady Fox, a 205-pound sophomore, will work in the backfield. Wideout Zach Baker, he is a 160-pound junior. And on the offensive line, Evan Boltzma, a 220-pound junior, Daniel Loffman, a 220-pound senior, Mason Hetland, a 240-pound senior, Ryland Bush, a 185-pound senior, and Trevor Sweet, a 165-pound junior. We'll get the start up front. We missed a wide receiver, and that is Jordan Stoltz. Stoltz is a 6'8", 175-pound senior. 1-0 in the season for the Mount Vernon Plankington Titans as they knocked off Woonsocket, Wessington Springs, Sanborn Central, by a score of 37-8, and their head coach is Brent Olson. For Miller Highmore Herald at quarterback, we will see Trey Knox. Knox is a 165-pound senior. The fullback, Trevor Wirtle, a 210-pound senior. The tailback, Tate Hoffman, he is a 200-pound senior. The tight end, Gunnar Brueggemann, he is a 185-pound senior. The wideout, Colby Asby, a 145-pound senior. Mason Knox, a 170-pound senior, will start at the other wide receiver. And up front, the tackles, Ryder Roland, a 180-pound junior. Drake Cowan, a 270-pound junior. The guards are Marshall Conkey, a 210-pound sophomore. Colby Harrell, a 210-pound junior. And Tucker McCauley will start at center for Miller Highmore Herald. The McCauley starting at center is a 250-pound senior. The Miller Highmore Herald Rustlers, a victory in their first game of the regular season last week, a victory over Wagner, 28-14. The head coach of the Miller Highmore Herald Rustlers is Travis Healy. We'll have Minnesota Vikings football for you this Saturday on KPLO. The Vikings on the road for preseason game number 3. They will travel to Denver to take on the Broncos. Vikings pregame at 7 p.m. tomorrow night. The kickoff of that matchup in Denver is scheduled for 8 p.m. tomorrow. We'll have it for you in your home for Minnesota Vikings football, KPLO. Tuesday night, volleyball action, as we will be in Chamberlain. It will be Chamberlain versus Stanley County as we get things underway with our match coverage at around 7 o'clock. And then football next Friday night, as we will be at Dakota Valley as Chamberlain will be in town to go to work and take on the Chamberlain Cubs. And we'll have that for you. Kickoff scheduled for 7 o'clock next Friday on KPLO. Finally, during our pregame, it is the announcement of our game officials brought to you by the Office of Attorney General and their Division of Consumer Protection. Our game officials tonight are Matt Clark, Wade Stobbs, Doug Peets, Mike Ruth, and Jeremy James. The announcement of our game officials comes to you from the Office of Attorney General and their Division of Consumer Protection. This has been the pregame show brought to you by the folks at Pottsylvania State Farm Insurance. And we will be back with the kickoff next. You're listening to coverage of regional high school football from KPLO.
At Avera Health Plans, we know your ag business is vital to South Dakota, and affordable health insurance is essential to running that business. As your health insurance partner, we'll help to lighten the load of managing these expenses in an uncertain market. We're dedicated to rural health care with extensive preventative care services that are good for communities. We'll work with you to create a plan that's both affordable and effective so your employees have the coverage they need when they need it. You don't have to wait. Call your agent or get a quote at AveraHealthPlans.com/save.
Every day you share personal information about yourself with others. You may write a check, charge fuel, rent a car, mail your tax returns, schedule a doctor's appointment, or post something on social media. Each transaction may share some sort of personal information, such as bank and credit card account numbers, social security number, name, address, or phone number. There are unscrupulous individuals, identity thieves, targeting these routine transactions, trying to gain your information to commit fraud. If you think somebody has stolen your identity, contact Consumer Protection at 1-800-300-1986.
The last thing you want this sports season is an injury. It can ruin the season for you and your team. The doctors at Carr Chiropractic Clinics PC are highly trained and educated on the prevention, treatment, and rehabilitation of sports injuries. They have a certified athletic trainer and massage therapist on staff. They provide high school athletic physicals and are available 24 hours a day if an injury does occur. Let their doctors and staff be a part of your team. Carr Chiropractic Clinics wish the Miller Rustlers good luck this season.
Wind, drought, fire, insects, disease. Together with hail, they have formed a legion of multi-perils bent on the destruction of your hard work. Your fields are under constant attack, but the team at Ken Clark Insurance stands by your side in this war. Ken Clark Insurance will give you peace of mind knowing you're covered and your claim will be processed quickly. So protect your hard work. Call Ken Clark Insurance in Westington at 458-2281. Equal opportunity provider.
Stop into CNB and let them help you get prepared for the busy season ahead. Schedule your service appointment with the experts at CNB and make sure your equipment is in top shape to keep you in the field and ahead of the game. CNB is your local John Deere dealer, here to provide you with top quality service, parts, and equipment. Learn more or schedule your appointment online today. DeereEquipment.com. That's D-E-E-R Equipment.com.
At American Family Insurance, we believe that with the right support, any dream is possible. For auto, home, business, or life, contact us today.
This is Crystal at Crystal Volkwerks and Agency Incorporated. Stop in or give us a call at 853-3324.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. American Family Insurance Company. American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
Access Health Highmore welcomes new and established patients, offering chronic and acute care for all ages, including evaluation for illness and injuries, immunizations, lab testing, wellness exams, and DOT and sports physicals. Same-day appointments are available, and most major insurances are accepted. Good luck this season, athletes. From Access Health Highmore, assuring access to quality health care.
Is your truck or fleet insurance a one-size-fits-all approach? The commercial line agents at Fisher Rounds & Associates know that each company fleet, owner-operator, or ag producer has unique coverage needs. We understand all the risks and liabilities, so we can create a customized policy that ensures you are fully covered. We're at your service, at your side. Fisher Rounds & Associates, serving your truck insurance needs with offices in Pierre, Mitchell, Rapid City, Sioux Falls, and Watertown.
Let's pause for station identification. This is Regional High School Football.
Highway Safety, KPLO 94.5, Reliant Chamberlain, 100.5, Pier Fort Pier. Put the phone down, focus on driving.
Our kickoff is brought to you by your region's full-service Bobcat dealer, Riverview Power Sports in Ocoma. Let's order the Bobcat equipment that works for you when it comes to travel, work, or fun. Riverview is the name to know for compact equipment, vehicles, boats, and transportation. You can learn more at RiverviewFamily.com. We should remind you the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety celebrates being part of the team, and they remind you to buckle up every trip and every time. With John Neff at DRG Media Group's, Media Group's World Headquarters, my name's Darren Boyle. We thank you for joining us tonight for our coverage of regional high school football as we get ready for tonight's matchup, Miller Highmore Herald versus Mount Vernon Plankington. They get ready for the coin toss, and that is commencing, and Mount Vernon Plankington wins the toss. They will defer. Miller will have the football. Miller will have the football to start the second half. Under mostly cloudy skies here this evening, temperature in the mid-60s, maybe perhaps a little bit cooler than that as we get ready here to kick off at the top of the hour. A little rain in Miller, maybe not as much as Pier or some other areas, but still a very good shower that went through this afternoon. The field is in just absolutely gorgeous shape. Should be a fast track here this evening for the players out here as Miller Highmore Herald takes the field dressed in their home green uniforms with black pants, white numerals, green helmets, and Mount Vernon Plankington dressed in their road white uniforms with black pants, blue numerals, and black helmets. In back deep to field will be Tate Hoffman and Colby Colda back to field for before Miller Highmore Herald. Mount Vernon Plankton with Brady Fox set to kick off to get this football game underway. And it is a low line drive kick that Miller will field. And they'll bring up and get up across the 35, 36 yard line there on the return. That was Theo Grund with the return. And that is where Miller Highmore Herald will start their first drive of the ball game. We'll put it down at the 37-yard line. They will have the football there first and 10. Mount Vernon Plankton will come out with a four-man alignment. Play called at the huddle now as Miller, Highmore, Harold works the other way. Knocks out of the shotgun. Will survey the defense. Pitch it back. Hoffman looking for running room. Gets into that second level and is able to move the football forward. Cross the 40 and get to the 41, 42, 43-yard line is where they'll mark it. Has a gain of six on a first down run, and it brings up second down. A good job there by Miller blocking on that initial play from scrimmage. And now the wrestlers will work kind of with a, I guess you'd call it a muddle huddle, but they come out to the line of scrimmage. They call the play, look at the wristbands, and out they come. Again, a pistol formation look. They'll hand off this time to Wirtle, and Wirtle caught behind the line of scrimmage, is able to spin away from one tackle and then another, and he made something out of nothing as he was caught behind the line of scrimmage, and he was able to power through a tackle and then get forward and pick up positive yardage. Picked up one or two. Trevor Sweet in there to make the tackle, and others from out Vernon Plankington. But that was a play that could have been disastrous for Miller, Highmore, Harold. But instead, they pick up positive yardage and are close. Well, this is a very manageable third down situation. We'll call it a long three for the Rustlers as they work again. Pistol formation once again with a full house backfield. They'll give it to Hoffman, who looks for running room. He'll bounce off one would-be tackler, but not a second as he is brought down, and he is going to be held short of the first down. Christopher Mayer in there to make the stop for Mount Vernon Plankington, and he'll make it fourth down. They're actually going to give him the first down, a generous spot there, but Hoffman will move the chains, and that will be a first down for the Rustlers. Just underway, three plays into this matchup here between Miller, Highmore, Harold, and Mount Vernon Plankington, and the Rustlers pick up a first down and move the chains, and again, that disorganized huddle where the personnel is set. The play call comes in. It's on the wristbands. You look at the wristbands and head to the line of scrimmage. Basically, you just, depending on the coach, some call a letter, some call a number, or some other different signal, but that's how the play is called. And here is a bad snap. Knox will field it on the bounce, though. The jailbreak is on. Knox behind the line of scrimmage is going to be brought down for a big loss. Knox was able to field it on the bounce, but could not get rid of the football. Reed Russ gets into the backfield and chases down Knox for a loss all the way back to the 40 to the 35-yard line. So it'll be second down and 20. So now in a situation where you don't need to get it all back at once, but you need to get some of it as they work here on second down. Again, a pistol formation look as Knox gets ready to call the with the snap. Now they're going to change the play at the huddle, and they're going to run out of time. A delay of game penalty for Miller, Highmore, Harold, their first of the ball game. And that five-yard markoff will make second down more difficult. It's now second down and 26. And again, you don't need to get it all, but if you're in a 26-yard-to-go situation, you need to pick up at least half of it here on this second down play. Definitely limits the playbook, takes the running game out of the equation. Hoffman lines up as a slot man to the near or to the far side. And back to pass is Knox. Has time this time, and he'll wing it upfield. He's got a man, and it is caught. Reception made by Kobe Asby, and he'll have a first down all the way down to the 20-yard line. That was a nice pitch and catch, and Knox had time to throw the football, and Asby turned on the afterburners and got behind the defense. But this play is going to come back. Oh, my. Going to be a holding penalty against Miller that's going to bring Miller, Highmore, Harold, that's going to bring this play back. And we're going to redo second down. It's 10 yards from the spot of the foul as the penalty flag sets at the 25. If they go 10 yards from there, they're going to move all the way back to the 15, and that is a costly, costly penalty for the Rustlers. But that also shows that the big playability that this Rustler team has. They're going to need a couple of them now. The ball sets at the 15. They need to get to the 45-yard line. So it is second and 40. Knox looking for a place to go with the football. He'll fire it upfield. It's almost intercepted. The intended receiver was Gunnar Brueggemann. That time Knox didn't have time to step into the throw. He was actually rolling to his right. Was looking to get rid of the football, and he threw it short, and it was almost intercepted. And now it's third down and 40, and I don't know what play in the playbook you have here, but perhaps if they spread out, if the defense expects pass, maybe try to run and see if your running back Tate Hoffman can break one. He'll line up alongside the quarterback Knox on third down and a whole bunch. Knox back to pass. He gets it upfield to Wirtle, and he can't hang on. An incomplete pass, and after the Rustlers had a couple positive plays and picked up a first down, they wind up turning it over on downs. And now we're going to have to punt the football away as the punter, Trevor Wirtle, stands back at his own 5-yard line. Mount Vernon Plankington is going to wind up with some very good field position as Blaine Bohr back to field the Wirtle punt. Wirtle with a high spiraling punt. Fair catch called for and made inside the Rustler 45-yard line and down to the 43. And that is where Mount Vernon Plankington will have the football first. First down and 10. 8:24 remains in the opening quarter as the Mount Vernon Plankington Titans, who defeated Woonsocket Wessington Springs Sanborn Central 37-8 in a football game last week, picked up their first victory of the season. We'll get ready to go to work. Russ will work under center. They will work the end around Christopher Mayer with it. And Mayer upend it. A good job there by the Rustler defense getting there. Tate Hoffman, he goes in and makes the tackle after a short gain by Christopher Mayer. It's a gain of a yard. We'll bring up second down and 9. Mount Vernon Plankington intent to go back into the huddle and make the play call, and now they'll work their way to the line of scrimmage. Miller. They basically have 8 in the box here, looking to expect run. Off balance in the backfield, pitch back Brady Fox, who looks for running room. He's going to be caught behind the line of scrimmage and brought down. Good job there by the Rustler defense. Number 88, number 58. That number 88 is Mason Knox, 170-pound senior. He gets in there to make the stop for Miller. No gain on the play, and it will bring up third down and 9. So now Mount Vernon Plankington, who have not attempted a pass as of yet, will work with the wind at their back. You wonder, at this spot of the field, you're borderline in four-down territory. But we'll see what they do here. Reed Russ, the senior quarterback, out of the shotgun this time, takes the snap, rolls to his right. The pressure comes, so Russ will take it himself and try to run. He'll get inside the 40. Down to about the 37-yard line. He's going to be short of a first down there as the Rustlers do a good job defensively. Marshall Conkey, Tucker McCauley in there to make the stop. And let's see, it was 3rd and 9. It's now 4th and 4. And a 4-yard gain there for Reed Russ. And it will be 4th down. Personnel coming in from the sideline for Mount Vernon Plankington. But again, you're kind of in a situation here. With the football inside the Rustler 40, not a lot to be gained by punting the football away, and you got to have some faith in your offense, and it looks like they're going to go for it here. Double wing look with Brady Fox in the backfield. They'll run option. Russ will try to keep it himself, but a good job there by the Rustler defense, and they're going to stop Russ and bring him down. That was a situation where your quarterback, Reed Russ, he tried to run the option, and he just held on to the football too long, and that allowed the Miller pursuit to get there. And the pursuit was there. And they make a nice stop on 4th down, so the defense picks up the offense after Miller Highmore Herald's offense sputters on their first possession. And they force a stop on downs And now the Rustlers will have the football at their own 35-yard line. Actually, at the 40-yard line is where they'll have it first down and 10. 6 minutes remain in the opening quarter, scoreless. Second possession of the ball game is Trey Knox behind her under her in the pistol, and we got movement all over the place and a false start against Miller Highmore Herald. And for the Rustlers, that is their third penalty already in this opening quarter. And now Miller Highmore Herald faces a first down and 15. Knox again in the pistol formation, slot to the left side. They'll pitch back looking for some running room for Tate Hoffman. And Hoffman with a good run there across the 40 to the 41-yard line. Picks up about 6 yards on that run. And it will bring up second down. We'll call it second down and 9 as the clock runs. 5:40 remains here in the opening quarter. The Rustlers, again, with that muddle huddle, not necessarily trying to set the pace, definitely trying not to necessarily run without a huddle, but it does give the quarterback a little extra time to survey the defense, and he's doing that there as he takes the snap, hands it off, and a running play here and some hard running for Colby Colda of Miller Highmore Herald as he gets in and picks up positive yardage up to the 45-yard line.
Third down and about 5 to go.
And now the Rustlers face a third down and 5 situation with the football just shy of their own 45-yard line. Knox with Hoffman alongside. Wirtle a slot man to the right side of the formation. Two receivers short side as Knox takes the snap. Back to pass, rolling right. Has plenty of time, rolls, a penalty flag is out, and now Knox will throw the football deep. And coming back to the football is Kobe Asby, and he can't make the catch. There is a penalty marker down, so let's sort that out. It came at the beginning of the play, so let's sort that situation. And if that's on the Rustlers, that'll be their fourth penalty of this opening quarter. And Miller or Mount Vernon Plankington may very well go ahead and decline this penalty, which they will, and it will bring up fourth down. So now, Miller Highmore Herald finds themselves in a fourth down, 5 yard to go situation. It looks like they're going to go for it. There's an interesting play call here. In the middle of the opening quarter, Knox takes the snap and is back to pass. Rolling to his right, now is on his feet. He's on the run, has the race to the pylon, and he's going to be stopped short. Tried to get to the pylon, but good pursuit defensively by the folks at Mount Vernon Plankington. Number 58, Trevor Sweet, got over there. Knox, I think, was stopped short, but he's going to be close, and he's going to get a good spot. So let's stretch out the chains here and see where we're at as they're going to place the football. And from our vantage point, he is short. And that will give the football to Mount Vernon Plankington. So the Rustlers turn it over on downs after they had the football starting a drive at their own 40. Now, from the Miller Highmore Herald 47-yard line. Mount Vernon Plankington will get set to go to work. Reed Russ, little misdirection, busted play there. Russell just followed the defense and leaned forward, and he'll pick up some positive yardage inside the 45 and down to about the 43-yard line. The Rustlers with Riley Wirtle and Colby Harrell in to make the stop. It will be a 6-yard gain for Russ, and it will bring up second down. Inside of 4 minutes remain in the opening quarter, scoreless so far as the defenses have set the tone in this football game so far. Again, Miller Highmore Herald loads the box here as Russ back to pass. He has time, and swings it upfield, and the pass is incomplete, trying to hit the intended receiver. That is number 22, Drew Gerlach. And the first pass attempt from Mount Vernon Plankington is incomplete, and it will bring up third down. And if you are Mount Vernon Plankington, you probably look at this as two plays to pick up about 4 yards, and that is what the situation is. About 4.5 yards. They need to just cross the 40, maybe get to the 39 to move the chains. Right now the football sets officially, as you look at the scoreboard, at the 44-yard line. Russ under center this time as, again, they line up in the double wing. It'll go. It'll be student body left. Russ breaks one tackle, tries to bounce to the outside. He's still on his feet and brought down with a big-time tackle. That is Mason Knox, who makes a big tackle on the outside. Russ is stopped for no gain. In fact, he'll lose 2 yards on the play. Back to the 46-yard line, and it will be fourth down and six. Fourth down and seven, really. As they move the football at the 41-yard line, we have not seen either team punt. Well, we've seen Miller Highmore Herald punt. Mount Vernon Plankington has not punted yet in the ball game. We'll see what they do here. Again, they are on the Miller Highmore Herald side of midfield, and it looks like they're going to go for it. They will come to the line of scrimmage. Again, a double wing look. Eight in the box for the Rustlers. Back to passes. Russ are going to set up a screen. Ball is tipped, but it's intercepted. Intercepted by Miller Highmore Herald. And a big fella on the move as he brings the football forward. And that is, I believe, Trey Cowan that made the reset interception. And he ran a long, long ways. The pass was intercepted, which means the Rustlers have the football and make a nice defensive play. And now have the football in Mount Vernon Plankington territory at the Mount Vernon Plankington 27-yard line. So the Rustlers catch the first break of the ball game. They make a nice defensive play. The Titans tried to run a screen. And the Rustlers lost the football. Mount Vernon Plankington got it back. So it'll be first down and 10, but all the way back to the 27-yard line. And now Mount Vernon Plankington on the move, a running play. As they bring it forward, Christopher Mayer with it as he carries the football out to the 40-yard line. Cowan with the interception. He ran it upfield and then had the ball, lost the football. Mount Vernon Plankington was able to pick it back up, and so you change possession with the interception and then change it again with the fumble. Mount Vernon Plankington just got sent back, but they start this drive at the 27-yard line. A running play moves it out to the 40. Here is Russ. They'll hand the football off. Just an off-tackle running play. Brady Fox with it as he crosses the 40-yard line, brings the football to the 43. That will be a 3-yard gain, and it will bring up second down. Working to the 2-minute mark remaining in a very between the hash marks first quarter of football as we play scoreless. Mount Vernon Plankington again operating with the wind at their back. Not much of a wind, but a wind nevertheless as the Titans will run the option here. Pitch back, running play, looking for running room, fighting for yardage. Good job there by Drew Gerlach as he runs the football well. Trey Knox, Mason Knox in on the stop. Gerlach picks up about 6 yards on that run, brings it to the 49-yard line, and it will make it a third down and about a yard to go situation. Miller Highmore Herald really stacking the box against the run. They put eight in the box. Russell just keep it himself, calls his own number, crosses midfield, and will pick up the first down.
Quarterback keeper up the middle. That leads up for a gain of 2 yards.
So that'll keep the clock running. They will reset the chains. Mount Vernon Plankington finds themselves – in Miller Highmore Herald territory once again. They walk to the line of scrimmage, right hash mark this time. As they overload the short side of the field, they'll try to get to the short side. Gerlach with a running play. Nice trap block as Gerlach goes down the sideline, and Gerlach brought down inside the 35-yard line to the 34, and a good running play there. Just they went to the short side, and they just trap blocked very well, and Gerlach was on the quick hitter, was able to get the football downfield, and he picks up another first down as they move the football to the 35, and Mount Vernon Plankington has got something cooking. This was a drive that started back at their 27-yard line after the Rustlers intercepted, and then as they were running it back, lost the football by fumble. So here's Gerlach once again looking for running room, and he will get to the 30-yard line. About a 5-yard run there as the Rustlers make the stop. Gunnar Brueggemann, along with Colby Harrell in there to make the tackle for Miller Highmore Harrell. Time for Mount Vernon Plankington to probably get one more play in before we close out this first quarter. They bring the football to the line of scrimmage. Reed Russ, the quarterback, working under center. Receivers each way as they send a man in motion, hand it off to the fullback, Brady Fox, and he'll just pound his way forward and get inside the 30 and down to the 26-yard line, and that is where we will end this opening quarter. Scoreboard from Darren Boyle Sales. Check out the large selection of new and used farm equipment at the lot on Sale Barn Road in Fort Pierre. Like the Darren Boyle Sales Facebook page or shop online anytime at DarrenBoyleSales.com. Scoreless here at the end of the opening quarter. We're back in 1 minute on KPLO.
Highmore Health is a 44-bed skilled care facility that provides quality care in a home-like atmosphere. The staff at Highmore Health will treat your family member like they're one of their own, providing daily activities, physical, occupational, and speech therapy. They're Medicare and Medicaid certified, too. Highmore Health looks forward to continuing to provide quality, loving care for their residents and families, as well as exploring innovative new options for services. For more information or a tour, call 605-852-2255. Good luck to all the Highmore Herald teams from the Highmore Herald, which has been serving the Highmore and Herald area, distributing the local newspaper each week for over 140 years. The Herald offers all types of commercial printing, black and white or color copy, and fax service. They can order wedding and party supplies. They're the local distributor for Watkins Products and the local Buell's Laundry drop-off location. See them for stadium cheers and support the local team in style and comfort. They also invite you to check out home events on Venture Channel 381. That's the Highmore Herald newspaper in Highmore.
Good defensive first quarter of football here at Bob Schrader Field in Miller. A scoreless opening quarter. Both teams have been able to move the football a little bit, but Mount Vernon Plankington, this is play number 6 of a drive that started back at their own 27-yard line after they went for it on fourth down at midfield. Tried to run a screen play. Pass was tipped. It was intercepted. Miller Highmore Herald trying to run it back for a touchdown. Winds up losing it by a fumble, and the Titans were able to get the football back. So from the 27, they move the football. And right now, they work inside the Rustler 20, and they have the football at the 18-yard line. A run there by Brady Fox will move the football inside the 20 and get it to the 18-yard line. That will give the Titans another first down here as they will again work to the line of scrimmage. This is the closest to the end zone that either team has been in this first half so far. Fox will send a man in motion, keep it himself as he rolls to the right, and he is hit hard. Brueggemann in there to make the stop for Miller Highmore Herald. Number 53, Colby Harrell in there as well. As they make the stop, a gain of 2 yards on the play will bring up second down and 8. And again, Mount Vernon Plankington in and out of the huddle. They were very deliberate offensively in the first quarter, but things have started to tighten up a little bit. A lot crisper in and out of the huddle here in this second quarter. Here is a pitch back looking for running room. Mount Vernon Plankington will not find much. And that's, again, just good pursuit defensively on the part of Miller Highmore Herald. The ball carrier was Christopher Mayer, but Mason Knox and others in there to make the stop, and it will bring up third down and 9 yards to go after the Titans lose a yard on that run. And play number 9 of this drive is upcoming. 2 minutes gone here in the second quarter. 10 minutes remain in the half. We are scoreless. Reed Russ will line up in the gun. They'll work with 4 wide receivers. A low snap. Russ will dig, and he gets smoked. Tate Hoffman makes the stop on Reed Russ. He had to feel the snap that was at his ankles. He had to reach down and grab it and couldn't get it cleanly, and kind of a jailbreak there for Mace, or for Tate Hoffman to get into the backfield and sack the quarterback Russ. They will lose yardage all the way back to the 24-yard line, and it's going to be fourth and long, fourth and about 17 for the Titans, and again, the defense making plays, and Miller Highmore Herald's defense has been stingy, to say the least, here in this first half. The Titans will go for it here on fourth down as Russ will work under center. Again, 2 receivers each way. Little play action back to pass. The deep ball thrown and in traffic. The pass is tipped and incomplete. Good coverage downfield. The intended receiver was Jordan Stoltz, the 6'5 wideout. 6'8 wideout, pardon me. Back there with Trey Knox. Knox had good coverage down the sideline, and after 10 plays, Mount Vernon Plankington turns it over on downs. The Rustlers now, their fourth possession of the contest from the 24-yard line. They'll have it first and 10. 9:22 remains in the first half. We are scoreless as Knox will take the snap and hand it off. Hoffman looking for running room, and he is going to be hit hard and brought down. And the defense for Mount Vernon Plankington here to play as well. Tackle made. Brady Fox making the stop. It will be a gain of 1 yard. We'll bring up 2nd down and 9. Play call comes in from the sidelines. The Rustlers look at the wristbands. And now Miller Highmore Herald spreading the field and lining up. Personnel does not change much. That's the secret of making this work, as Knox works in the backfield all alone. Back to pass. They're going to try to set up some sort of a screen, but it's defended. Now Knox will send it upfield, and the pass is incomplete. Trying to hit Gunnar Brueggemann, but getting over there defensively. And a good job there by the Mount Vernon Plankington to knock the football away at the last minute when it looked like Miller Highmore Herald was going to have a man open. So now it is 3rd down and 9. Rustlers will direct some traffic. Brueggemann slot left. Receiver to the near side. That is Asby. Knox out there as well. Back to pass. Trey Knox. He'll send it upfield to Hoffman. He'll make the catch, make a man miss. Hoffman on the move, still on his feet. He will get a first down as he crosses the 40 and gets all the way up to the 44-yard line. Tate Hoffman lines up as a check valve and does a good job of making himself available to Knox, who was in a little bit of trouble as he looked downfield first, and then the pressure came, and Hoffman was able to get open and get away from the defense. He was in a nice open spot, and he was able to make the reception there and pick up the first down. Hoffman checks himself out of the ball game. He appears to be a little bit shaken up, but did walk off the field under his own power. So now the Rustlers with a fresh set of downs to work with. Offset in the backfield, out of the pistol, knocks with the snap, and he just has to get on top of it. Again, we talk about the rain, the moisture we had here in Miller earlier today. Of course, it's very cool. It's very damp. And that time the snap was high, but it went right through the hands of Hoffman, who was trying to survey the defense and figure out where to place the football. So they lose about 12 yards, actually about 13 yards. It will be 2nd down and 23, the football back at the Rustler 30 as Miller Highmore Herald hands it off. In the running play, Colby Colda, the sophomore, will move the football forward. He'll pick up 1 yard or 2, and that is all as Mount Vernon Plankington's defense makes the play.
tackle on the play by number 56.
Nate Hoffman back in the ball game.
Third and long for the wrestlers.
As the wrestlers face a third down and long situation. Inside of 7 minutes remain in the first half. This is a scoreless football game we are witnessing here in this first half. Knocks out wide to the left side of the formation. Kobe Asby to the near side. Trey Knox back to pass. He'll fire it upfield. It's caught. Trevor Wirtle with the reception makes a man miss. Then another. He's still on his feet fighting for yardage. He will have a first down as he brings the football all the way to the 40-yard line. And that was just a strong case of want-to for Trevor Wirtle. He made the reception at about the 45-yard line. He needed to get the football into Titan territory. He got the pass at his own 45-yard line, and then he was able to break tackles and then drag a would-be tackler the extra 3 or 4 yards he needed to move the sticks, and he did that. And that will be a first down for Miller Highmore Herald. And a big play for them to move the chains and find themselves in Titan territory. Out of the pistol, Knox back to pass, tried to hand it off to Hoffman, but Hoffman wasn't ready, so Knox keeps it himself and tries to do what he can, and maybe with a generous spot will get back to the line of scrimmage, but more than likely lost a yard on the play, and it will bring up second down and 11. We'll wait for him to place the football, and he does get that generous spot we talked about as they move the football to the Titan 40, and it will bring up second down and 10. From the right hash mark, the rustlers set to work here as the play call comes in. Brueggemann lines up as a slot man to the right side of the formation. Trey Knox, the quarterback in the pistol, back up 5 yards from the line of scrimmage and movement up front. And that looks to be movement against the Titans and the wrestlers. Well, let's see. Looks like they're going to call a false start against Miller Highmore Herald. It was that hard count by Knox. He was trying to catch the defense off guard, but his offense moved as well. And that 5-yard penalty, the fourth penalty of this first half for Miller Highmore Herald, makes second down tougher. It's now second down and 15. Knox again all alone in the backfield, 5 yards behind the line of scrimmage. He'll take the snap, retreat into rustler territory, and then look to throw. Still on his feet, keeps his feet moving. He fires it upfield. The pass is in through the hands of Kobe Asby and intercepted. Asby coming back to the football in a hurry. Had the pass go through his hands and the interception made by Mount Vernon Plankinca's Christopher Mayer and for the wrestlers, that is their second turnover of the football game. They did force a turnover as well. We're going to have a whistle, and we are going to have a timeout taken. This is a Titan timeout with 5:02 remaining in the first half. It is scoreless between Mount Vernon Plankinca and Miller Highmore Herald. Let's take a one-minute break and return on KPLO.
Mashick Food Center is your affiliated foods Midwest hometown grocer in Highmore. Mashick Food Center carries the finest precious produce, quality meats, and they also offer Wonder Roast roasted chicken and pork tenderloin. So delicious. And you still receive full carryout service just like the good old days. Mashick Food Center has Highmore Pirate clothing so you can show your school spirit, and they welcome WIC and food stamps. They're open 7 days a week and are proud to help bring you this broadcast. Mashick Food Center, Highmore.
At American Family Insurance, we believe that with the right support, any dream is possible. For auto, home, business, or life, contact us today.
This is Crystal at Crystal Volkwartzen Agency Incorporated. Stop in or give us a call at 853-3324.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. American Family Insurance Company. American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
Integra. Acres ahead maximizes your farm's earning potential. Straight from the start, contact your local Integra cooperative today. Fourth possession of the football game for Miller Highmore, or for Mount Vernon Plankinca, pardon me. It starts at their own 35-yard line. Reed Russ, the quarterback, running the option, hands the football off. The ball carrier is Brady Fox, and Fox will pick up about a yard. Both of these defenses have been really stingy against the running game. They have given up some passing plays a little bit, but their defense has been able to do some good things as well. We've seen both teams have trouble handling snaps. That has been an issue as well. Of course, cool and damp, but sure, a lot cooler and a lot damper than what both of these teams have practiced in since season began. We're working to the four-minute mark of this first half, and we are still scoreless. Here is a running play again. The ball carrier number 24, Brady Fox, with the carry. He gets to the 40-yard line, picks up about 4 yards on that play, and it's third down and five. And the play coming in from the sidelines is Zach Baker, the junior wide receiver for the Titans, brings it in from the sideline. And this is a big play for both of these teams, just trying to build some momentum in this first half. Russ under center with a double wing look, pitches it back quickly, an option pass. They're going to fire it upfield. They've got a man, and it is incomplete. Good coverage there on the part of Miller Highmore Herald, staying home with the junior Tegan Foreman. And he made a nice play there. First of all, did not bite on the play fake. He stayed with his man. Mount Vernon Plankton sent Zach Baker upfield, and they were there to be able to defend that play. We have a penalty marker down, and it's going to be ineligible against Mount Vernon Plankton, and this may be a situation where Miller Highmore Herald will decline it, and they will, and it will bring up fourth down. So it'll be fourth down and five, and in the first quarter of this football game, if a team had the football at their 45 or further downfield, they would go for it and not punt the football. Here, I think we're going to see perhaps the first Mount Vernon Plankton punt of the ball game, but it is the quarterback Reed Russ that is back in punt formation. Tate Hoffman will retreat. He will move back to the 25-yard line to field as well, and Russ will get a high looping punt away that will take a sideways roll. Hoffman will let it go, and it will roll down to the 27-yard line, and that is where Miller Highmore Herald will have the football first and 10. And again, the defense does what the defense have done in this first half. They have been able to hold down the opponents, and we remain scoreless with 3:30 remaining in the half. The Titans have used a timeout. The Rustlers have not, as we get late in this first half. So the Rustlers have three timeouts that they can use. But they need to string more than one or two plays together. They've had a couple bigger plays that have been able to change field position, but have really not been able to sustain a drive in this first half. Here is Knox with it, the handoff to Wirtle. He'll spin his way forward from the 27. He will get to the 29-yard line, a 2-yard gain, and it will bring up second down. Very good crowd here tonight. It is, this is football weather. A little bit cooler. Fortunately, we had a coat underneath the seat of the pickup that we hadn't wore since March. So, but at least we have a coat we can wear here this evening. As the wrestlers, Dre Knox, quick pitch back to Hoffman, looking for running room, but he's pursued well by this defense of Mount Vernon Plankton as they make the stop here. Evan Boltzma, Ryan Bush, Rylan Bush in to make the stop. Gain of about a yard, maybe 2 yards on the play. It will bring up third down and six as the clock works to the 2-minute mark remaining in the first half. Scoreless between Miller Highmore Herald and Mount Vernon Plankton. The Titans won the toss, deferred to the second half, so they will have the football to start the third quarter. Empty backfield for Knox as he's back to pass, now rolling to his left, now to his right as he looks for running room, tries to set his feet, had nowhere to go, and the pursuit chases him out of bounds. Good coverage downfield. There were three defensive backs out there, and just two receivers in the pattern, Brueggemann and Knox, and Trey Knox just had no place to go with the football. And he winds up getting, he got to the line of scrimmage and could not pick up any more than that, so it'll be fourth down, and now we will see Trevor Wirtle punt the football away.
Number 7, Blaine Gore, back with the department.
Wirtle with a good snap. Wirtle will get a off-balance punt that will take a sideways roll and will trickle into Titan territory. To the 48-yard line, Mount Vernon Plankton will have the football with 48 seconds remaining in the half. It has been a long time since we have done a football game where we will not have a highlight package, or at least so far anyway. As we have no scoring plays, you can credit the defenses for both of these teams who have been able to get the job done here in this first half. They will officially place the football at the Miller Highmore Herald 48-yard line to start this drive. Again, the Titans with two timeouts remaining. They're 48 yards away from the end zone. This is a misdirection play here and a good running play for the Titans as they send everybody to the left and then running back right with Drew Gerlach. And on the inside handoff, Gerlach will move the chains and he brings the football to the 35-yard line, picking up 13 yards on that first down carry, and it will bring up second down. So again, the defense for Miller Highmore Herald will be called to slow down the Titans. Here is Russ, fakes the pitch. Russ will keep himself, and Russ with positive yardage inside the 30 down to about the 25-yard line. He will be close to another first down, and they say to move the chains, and they will do that. Inside the 25, down to the 24-yard line. That will be enough for a first down. The clock will wind. A minute 35 remains in the first half. Mount Vernon Plankton in and out of the huddle as they work right hash mark this time. Bringing it up to the line of scrimmage is Russ. Again, a full house backfield and a whistle and a timeout taken by Miller. Rustlers will use their first timeout of the half with a minute 25 remaining. In quarter number two, we are scoreless between Miller Highmore Herald and Mount Vernon Plankton. Let's take a 60-second break and return on KPLO.
Order your new 2023 Ford from Jan Busse Ford and Highmore. The order bank is open for 2023 models, including F-150, Ford Ranger, Edge, and Explorers. Jan Busse Ford is family-owned and operated. No games, no gimmicks. And our service department is unmatched in Central South Dakota, featuring four senior master certified technicians. Place your order and get exactly what you want by calling 605-852-2022.
Jan Busse Ford, building partnerships for life.
The Miller Press, one-stop shopping for your business. Their commercial print shop can make the business of doing business a breeze. The staff at the Miller Press can help you with letterheads, printed envelopes, invoices, sales tickets, business cards. They do customized printing on paper and clothing. And now they offer instant photo printing with multiple paper sizes to choose from right from your computer or phone. Stop into the Miller Press office for more information. 114 West 3rd Street, Miller. Call 853-3575 or online at themillerpress.com. The Miller Press.
Timeouts are brought to you by Integra. Acres Ahead maximizes your farm's earning potential straight from the start. Contact your local Integra Cooperative. First down and 10 from the 24-yard line for Mount Vernon Plankton. Running play here as the quarterback, Reed Russ, keeps it himself, but a good job there by the Rustler defense as they hustle over to make the stop. Trey Knox and others. It's a gain of four down to the 20-yard line. Working to the final minute of the first half in Mount Vernon Plankton, a little quicker in and out of the huddle. Russ takes the snap, spins. Again, it perhaps looked like a broken play, but they've done that two or three times, so you wonder if perhaps that isn't by design, as Russ looks to looks back to the backfield and then turns around and immediately tries to run upfield. Picks up 3 or 4 yards, gets the football inside the 20 to about the 17-yard line. It's third down. We'll call it three, and this is four-down territory for the Titans. Pitch back looking for running room, but nowhere to go. The Rustler defense makes another big play. Drew Gerlach, the running back, Gunnar Brueggemann, and others in there to make the stop. They'll lose a couple back to the 19-yard line. It is fourth and four, and a timeout taken by the Titans. This will be their second timeout with 23 seconds remaining in the first half. Again, we will remain scoreless. We do remain scoreless. And again, we'll be back in 30 seconds on KPLO.
You have a job to do, and Jan Bussey Ford has the trailer for you. Jan Bussey Ford in Highmore has over 50 trailers in stock. Whether you're looking for a gooseneck, flatbed, tilt, car hauler, dump, or utility trailer, we have them. And we carry quality brands like Aluma, PJ, Big Tex, Doolittle, HP, Wilson, and more. Call Jan Bussey Ford in Highmore at 605-852-2122 or visit pioneergarage.com to shop our inventory online.
Jan Bussey Ford, building partnerships for life.
Timeouts are brought to you by Agtegra. 23 seconds remain in the first half. Miller with two timeouts remaining. Now Vernon Plankington with one, as they used one in the opening quarter. A fourth down and five situation for Mount Vernon Plankington, as they have the football. They have the football at Miller Highmore Herald 17. They need to get down to about the 13-yard line to move the chains. The Rustlers will commit against the run as they put eight in the box. And back to passes. Russ looking for running room. Fires it upfield. Pass is caught, and that's a touchdown. Into the back of the end zone, Jordan Stoltz with the reception at 6'7". Jordan Stoltz makes the reception. That's a 17-yard reception, and it comes with 17 seconds remaining in the half. And now the Titans will get ready to go for the extra point. We'll see if they kick or try to go from two. They will go for two as they line up in that double wing look. They'll send a man in motion, and Reed Russ will try to run it in, and he is going to be stopped short. The two-point conversion is no good. Capping off a six-play, 52-yard scoring drive, Mount Vernon Plankington hits the end zone with 17 seconds remaining in the second quarter. It's now 6-0, and we will take a 60-second break. The Titans will kick off when we return on KPLO.
And now, words of advice from a South Dakota white-tailed deer.
Hello, great and strong humans. If I may, a word of advice about crossing a highway. Oh, look, bright lights.
Whoa, look at the damage I just did. I hope that guy goes to Advanced Collision and Repair in Miller. Yep, only Advanced Collision and Miller can fix that.
Oh, look, now I'm a deer angel. This is fun.
1022 East 3rd Street. Call 893-0190.
Miller Rexall Drug is an independent, community-owned Health Mart pharmacy. Pharmacists Trent and Travis care about their customers and provide fast, friendly, and professional pharmacy services to help you get and stay well. Medicare and all major insurance is accepted, and free delivery or mail service of prescriptions is available, along with price matching. Check out the old-fashioned soda fountain and gift card mall, Hallmark cards, wine department, great gift selection, toy and dollar sections, photo machine, and more. Miller Rexall Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Line drive kick. Miller Highmore Herald fielded it. Kellen Hurd with the return, and Kellen makes a nice play. The 145-pound sophomore moves the football out to the 40-yard line. Rustlers with two timeouts remaining. 12 seconds remain in the half. Keep in mind that Mount Vernon Plankington will have the football to start the second half. So that touchdown that they just scored, as Miller Highmore Herald will take a knee, and that will bring us to the halftime break. But that is a big momentum swing, and the Titans will have the football when we start quarter number three. Scoreboard comes to you from Darren Boyle Sales. I invite you to check out my large selection of new and used farm equipment at my lot on Sale Barn Road in Fort Pier. Like the Darren Boyle Sales Facebook page or shop online anytime at DarrenBoyleSales.com. Our halftime report brought to you by the folks at Byright Seed is next. We are back in 3 minutes. This is coverage of regional high school football from KPLO.
Ray Hybrids is dedicated to the success of their northern farmers. They provide industry-leading technology backed by agronomic expertise that fits the unique needs of local farmers. Choose Ray Hybrids for custom northern farming solutions. They know the north. Contact Buy Right Seeds in Miller or Darren Boyle Sales in Fort Pier to learn more. Always read and follow stewardship and pesticide label directions.
The last thing you want this sports season is an injury. It can ruin the season for you and your team. The doctors at Carr Chiropractic Clinics PC are highly trained and educated on the prevention, treatment, and rehabilitation of sports injuries. They have a certified athletic trainer and massage therapist on staff. They provide high school athletic physicals, and they're available 24 hours a day if an injury does occur. Let their doctors and staff be a part of your team. Carr Chiropractic Clinics wish the Miller Rustlers good luck this season.
Wind, drought, fire, insects, disease. Together with hail, they have formed a legion of multi-perils bent on the destruction of your hard work. Your fields are under constant attack, but the team at Kent Clark Insurance stands by your side in this war. Kent Clark Insurance will give you peace of mind knowing you're covered and your claim will be processed quickly. So protect your hard work. Call Kent Clark Insurance in Westington at 458-2281. Equal opportunity provider.
Stop into C&B and let them help you get prepared for the busy season ahead. Schedule your service appointment with the experts at C&B and make sure your equipment is in top shape to keep you in the field and ahead of the game. C&B is your local John Deere dealer, here to provide you with top quality service, parts, and equipment. Learn more or schedule your appointment online today. DeereEquipment.com. That's D-E-E-R Equipment.com.
At American Family Insurance, we believe that with the right support, any dream is possible. For auto, home, business, or life, contact us today.
This is Crystal at Crystal Bowl Courtson Agency Incorporated. Stop in or give us a call at 853-3324.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. American Family Insurance Company. American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
Access Health Highmore welcomes new and established patients, offering chronic and acute care for all ages, including evaluation for illness and injuries, immunizations, lab testing, wellness exams, and DOT and sports physicals. Same-day appointments are available, and most major insurances are accepted. Good luck this season, athletes. From Access Health Highmore, assuring access to quality health care.
Back here at Bob Schrader Field in Miller, we are at halftime. A very good, hard-hitting football game between Miller, Highmore, Herald, and Mount Vernon Plankinton. Two teams looking for their second win of the season as both teams won in their opening action last weekend. And it is Mount Vernon Plankinton who scored in the final seconds of the first half to take a 6-0 lead. It looked like we were on our way for a shutout in the first half of this football game, but the Titans were able to put together a six-play, 48-yard scoring drive that eventually resulted in a touchdown. We'll get to that play in a minute, but let's talk about what both of these teams did. As Mount Vernon Plankinton won the toss, they elected to defer, which means the Titans will have the football to start the second half. But they went, kicked off to Miller, Highmore, Herald, the Rustlers, a couple of positive plays, but then some plays that were not positive as they wound up being penalized three times on their first drive. In fact, they were penalized four times in the first half, and that really took the wind out of their sails. They wind up punting to Mount Vernon Plankinton. They drive, get into Miller Highmore Herald territory. They go for it on downs, and they can't convert. So Miller Highmore Herald's defense holds. We kind of get that theme as we go through a scoreless first quarter of football. Then both teams started to make some plays. Miller Highmore Herald saw Mount Vernon Plankinton go for it on fourth down. They threw a pass upfield. It was intercepted. The Rustlers, Trey Cowan, made the interception, and as he rumbled downfield, he was tripped up and in the process lost the football. It was picked up by Mount Vernon Plankinton, but that took away an opportunity for Miller Highmore Herald to work with a short field. The Titans, though, were not able to capitalize on it as, again, Miller Highmore Herald's defense was able to get the job done. We worked back and forth. We basically played this first half between the 30s, but in the end, Mount Vernon Plankinton was able to get a score eventually as time wound down. After a Miller Highmore Herald punt, the Titans had the football in the final moments of the first half, had the football at Miller's 48 to start play. They were able to convert on a fourth down situation. And finally, as we got down to the end of the first half with 17 seconds remaining in the quarter, our one highlight of the night, it's Jordan Stoltz with a 17-yard touchdown reception from Reed Russ. As they put eight in the box. And back to passes, Russ looking for running room, fires it upfield, passes caught, and that's a touchdown. That 6'8 frame of Jordan Stoltz was able to, well, he just timed his jump perfectly as he was able to get taller than everybody else, jump higher than everybody else, and he came down with the reception in the end zone for that 17-yard touchdown. The two-point conversion was no good, and that is how we closed out the first half. And again, Mount Vernon Pikington will have the football to start the second half, which will be interesting to see what kind of adjustments both of these teams make in the second half. It has been a defensive, it has been a hard-hitting first half of football. It has been enjoyable here on a very nice night for football in Miller. So it is 6-0. Mount Vernon Pikington leads. Let's take a 3-minute break and return as we work our way through halftime. This is coverage of regional high school football from KPLO.
Is your truck or fleet insurance a one-size-fits-all approach? The commercial line agents at Fisher Rounds & Associates know that each company fleet, owner-operator, or ag producer has unique coverage needs. We understand all the risks and liabilities, so we can create a customized policy that ensures you are fully covered. We're at your service, at your side. Fisher Rounds & Associates, serving your truck insurance needs with offices in Pierre, Mitchell, Rapid City, Sioux Falls, and Watertown.
Highmore Health is a 44-bed skilled care facility that provides quality care in a home-like atmosphere. The staff at Highmore Health will treat your family member like they're one of their own, providing daily activities, physical, occupational, and speech therapy. They're Medicare and Medicaid certified, too. Highmore Health looks forward to continuing to provide quality, loving care for their residents and families, as well as exploring innovative new options for services. For more information or a tour, call 605-852-2255.
Good luck to all the Highmore Herald teams from the Highmore Herald, which has been serving the Highmore and Herald area, distributing the local newspaper each week for over 140 years. The Herald offers all types of commercial printing, black and white or color copy, and fax service. They can order wedding and party supplies. They're the local distributor for Watkins Products and the local Buell's Laundry drop-off location. See them for stadium chairs and support the local team in style and comfort. They also invite you to check out home events on Venture Channel 381. That's the Highmore Herald newspaper in Highmore.
Mashick Food Center is your affiliated foods Midwest hometown grocer in Highmore. Mashick Food Center carries the finest precious produce, quality meats, and they also offer Wonder Roast roasted chicken and pork tenderloin. So delicious. And you still receive full carryout service just like the good old days. Mashick Food Center has Highmore Pirate clothing so you can show your school spirit, and they welcome WIC and food stamps. They're open 7 days a week and are proud to help bring you this broadcast. Mashick Food Center, Highmore.
At American Family Insurance, we believe that with the right support, any dream is possible. For auto, home, business, or life, contact us today.
This is Crystal at Crystal Bowl Courtson Agency Incorporated. Stop in or give us a call at 853-3324.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. American Family Insurance Company. American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
Order your new 2023 Ford from Jan Bussey Ford in Highmore. The order bank is open for 2023 models, including F-150, Ford Ranger, Edge, and Explorers. Jan Bussey Ford is family-owned and operated. No games, no gimmicks. And our service department is unmatched in Central South Dakota, featuring four senior master certified technicians. Place your order and get exactly what you want by calling 605-852-2022.
Jan Bussey Ford, building partnerships for life.
Halftime continues here at Bob's Raider Field at Miller. 6-0 is our score. Mount Vernon Pikington leading Miller Highmore Herald. As we work through the halftime break, good week of sports in the books here when we finish this contest. You missed it earlier, Jones County. The Coyotes got their first victory of the year. They knock off Sunshine Bible Academy 41-0, the score in that ball game. Vikings football will come Saturday on KPLO. Tomorrow night, the Vikings, their third preseason game, as they travel to Denver, take on the Denver Broncos. It is a Mountain Time kickoff. It's 8 o'clock Central Time with the kickoff, 7 p.m. with the pregame on your home for Minnesota Vikings football, KPLO. Tuesday night volleyball action from Chamberlain, as Chamberlain will host Stanley County. We'll have that game for you with our match coverage at around 7 o'clock. And then on Friday, we will have high school football for you from Dakota Valley. Chamberlain will make the trip east to North Sioux City to take on Dakota Valley. They are the number 5-ranked team in Class 11A, and that will be a big challenge for Chamberlain, who is getting their season underway against Lennox tonight. But we have a full slate of high school sports coming in the week ahead, and we'll have it for you on KPLO. We would like to thank those of you joining us worldwide at our website, drgnews.com. And we encourage you to stay with us for the post game, where we will bring you the big play of the game, brought to you by the folks at Golden Buffalo. And also, we bring you the player of the game. That player of the game is brought to you by the folks at CHS Northern Plains. 6-0 is our score as we work through the halftime break. It is Mount Vernon Plankington leading, and the kickoff to start the second half will come after a three-minute break. This is Regional High School Football from KPLO.
Jet Lanes invites you to stop in for some great food and great fun on the lanes. Challenge your friends to a match or just hang out and relax. Jet Lanes serves steaks, burgers, made-to-order pizzas, and much more from their full menu. You can also watch your favorite game. Jet Lanes in Presho, downtown P-Town's number one fun spot and a proud supporter of all area youth in their sports and activities. There's Thursday Night Lights and all of the weekend highlights, but nothing beats Monday nights with Monday Night Football on Venture High Def TV. You'll catch all the action starting Monday, September 12th. Tune into ESPN Channel 21 as the Broncos head to Lumen Field and take on the Seahawks at 7 p.m. Venture Communications, your home for ESPN and Monday Night Football. Call Venture Communications today for High Def TV service and more. 852-2224.
The future of our region lies in the young people who are involved in athletics, music, art, and drama, and the many other activities in our schools. Kimball Livestock Exchange in Kimball congratulates everyone that contributes and competes. We're proud of you all and happy to support the many activities in our schools. Kimball Livestock Exchange has a sale every Tuesday. For sale information or to consign, call the barn at 778-6211.
Titan Machinery, they know that maintaining your equipment's health keeps it running at peak performance. That's why they carry genuine Case IH lubricants, filters, and batteries for your total maintenance solutions. Achieve longer service intervals and higher performance with OEM lubricants. Maximize your machine's efficiency with Case IH approved filters and depend on their quick-starting batteries designed to handle extreme vibrations and temperatures. Visit Titan Machinery today and purchase genuine Case IH lubricants, filters, and batteries to get the most out of your investment.
Wegner Auto Company, South Dakota's oldest auto dealer in Pierre, is your transportation headquarters in Central South Dakota. With a great selection of new Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep vehicles, and a large selection of quality pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs. View their entire inventory at WegnerAuto.com. Experience the Wegner Auto difference for yourself by letting them help you with your next set of wheels. Wegner Auto Company in Pierre.
Half, Trevor Wirtle back to kick the football away for Miller Highmore Herald. And for Mount Vernon Plankington, Isaiah Olson, Austin Hagee back deep to field the kickoff. Wirtle approach the football, an end-over-end kick. It will be Olson who will field at the 25. He'll bring it up across the 30, 35, still on his feet, and almost broke it as he gets across the 45. And it's brought down there, Isaiah Olson, 145-pound sophomore, with the good kickoff return in Mount Vernon. Plankington in good shape field position-wise to start the second half. They start this drive for their own 47-yard line. Let's pause 10 seconds. Station identification. This is Regional High School Football.
Office of Highway Safety, KPLO 94.5, Reliance Chamberlain, 100.5, Pier, Fort Pier. Arrive alive. Go Texan Drive.
Running play for the Titans as they work from left to right. The ball carrier for Mount Vernon Plankington, bringing the football forward, Drew Gerlach gets into Miller Highmore Herald territory and works the football to the 46-yard line. Pickup of 6 yards in the play will bring up second down and four, and the Titans with a little pep in their step here as they start this third quarter. Again, they'll work with that double wing set. We have seen that a lot. As Gerlach goes in motion, they fake to him and hand off. The fullback stood up at the line of scrimmage. Brady Fox runs into Trevor Wirtle, also runs into number 54, Tucker McCauley. And they make acquaintances and no gain on the play. In fact, maybe a loss of about a yard. Let's call it third down and four for Mount Vernon Plankington. We have seen some defensive plays, several of them, from both sides here in this ballgame so far. 6-0 Mount Vernon Plankington. Third down and four. Russ will keep it himself. And the more I see that look to the backfield and then he just turns it upfield, that is more of a design play than it is a broken play. As Russ is able to get close to first down yardage, needed to get to about the 37. He's at about the 37 and a half, so it'll be fourth and short. And Russ will bring him to the line of scrimmage. A senior quarterback, a three-year starter for Mount Vernon Plankington. He knows what to do here as the sneak's coming, and he will just work his way forward. You get there as a quarterback and read the defense, and you just decide, okay, you figure out what gap it is, and you just, you just lean that way, and you pick up that half a yard, and you move the chains. Mount Vernon Plankington does just that. They've had the football for 2 minutes here in this third quarter, trying to put together a drive that started after that nice kickoff return from their own 47-yard line. Right now they have the football at the Miller 43 as they bring the football to the line of scrimmage. Again, a double wing look from the center of the field, the end line, Gerlach looking for running room, and he will find a seam and work his way forward. Gunnar Bergerman in there to make the stop, also getting over there Colby Harrell. But positive yardage for Drew Gerlach, the senior running back, will move the football inside the 35 and down to the 34-yard line. That's about a 7-yard pickup on a first down run, and it's second down and short. Russ again under center as he'll take the snap. Again, gets the football off to Gerlach, and Gerlach with the carry. He will move the football inside the 30. That will be enough to move the chains, and they will give him forward progress down to the 27-yard line. That will be more than enough for a first down for Mount Vernon Plankington, and they are crisply moving the football here in this first drive to start the second half. It is Russ under center handing off. This time they will go to the wide side of the field. And the ball carrier still on his feet as he looks to turn the corner and fight to the end zone. He is in for a touchdown. That is Christopher Mayer. 27 yards for Christopher Mayer. And that is a touchdown for Mount Vernon Plankington. And a scoreless first half sees us start with fireworks in the first possession of the second half as Mount Vernon Plankington gets into the end zone. That is a six-play, 53-yard scoring drive for Mount Vernon Plankington. They will go for two here as Reed Russ will bring him to the line of scrimmage. Gerlach slot left, receiver to the near side. Gerlach will receive the handoff, and Gerlach is in. The two-point conversion is good. 8:54 remaining third quarter. It is Mount Vernon Plankington 14, Miller Highmore Herald 0. The Titan kickoff is next. We're back in 1 minute on KPLO.
You have a job to do, and Jan Bussey Ford has the trailer for you. Jan Bussey Ford in Highmore has over 50 trailers in stock. Whether you're looking for a gooseneck, flatbed, tilt, car hauler, dump, or utility trailer, we have them. And we carry quality brands like Aluma, PJ, Big Tex, Doolittle, HP, Wilson, and more. Call Jan Bussey Ford in Highmore at 605-852-2122 or visit pioneergarage.com to shop our inventory online.
Jan Bussey Ford, building partnerships for life.
The Miller Press, one-stop shopping for your business. Their commercial print shop can make the business of doing business a breeze. The staff at the Miller Press can help you with letterheads, printed envelopes, invoices, sales tickets, business cards. They do customized printing on paper and clothing. And now they offer instant photo printing with multiple paper sizes to choose from right from your computer or phone. Stop into the Miller Press office for more information. 114 West 3rd Street, Miller. Call 853-3575 or online at themillerpress.com. The Miller Press.
He squib kicked by Mount Vernon Planking and fielded by Tegan Foreman. He did not field it cleanly. He had to go back and get the football. Again, this football as we remain cool and damp here in Miller. A little slippery to hang on to. He lost it, was able to get it back to save the possession, but could not mount much of a return. He brings the football to the 23-yard line. 24 officially, and that is where Miller Highmore Herald will have it first down and 10, trailing 14-0 now, and the offense will have to find themselves here in this third quarter. Knox from the pistol, back to pass, looking. Has time, will step up in the pocket, shovel pass forward, it's to Hoffman, and Hoffman will move the football across the 25 and will get the football to the 28, maybe the 29-yard line. I think it'll be the 28 where they will mark it. It will work out to be about a 3-yard gain, and it will bring up second down. So the Titans score at the end of the first half, score on their first possession of the second half. And now Miller Highmore Herald trails by 2 scores as Knox takes the snap here, and the pitch back goes to Hoffman on the delay. Hoffman looks for some running room and find some as he passes the 30, gets across the 35-yard line, and should have enough for a first down. He chased to the near side as the tackles were made by Jordan Stoltz. Drew Gerlach were there, but Hoffman, with a nice run, is able to move the chains and bring the football across the 35 and up to the 37-yard line. And Miller Highmore Herald has a fresh set of downs to work with here as they work from the left hash mark. They will operate to the wide side of the field this time as both receivers are set that way. They'll hand it off to Wirtle on the end around. Wirtle trying to get some blocking out front is not able to get the corner turned as he is brought down. He'll pick up a couple, though, as he moves the football near the 40-yard line, but good pursuit on the part of Mount Vernon Plankington as they make the stop. Zach Baker along with Trevor Sweet there to make the stop. They'll give Wirtle a gain of 3, and it will bring up second down and 7. Trey Knox, the quarterback, takes the snap out of the pistol, gets the football off to Hoffman, who goes one way and then another. Now Hoffman turns the corner and gets down the sideline. He's inside Mount Vernon Plankington territory, inside the 30 and down to the 28-yard line. And speed is a wonderful thing as Hoffman was able to go one way, bottled up there, and then he turned reverse direction and then outran everybody to the corner and got inside the 30 and down to the 28-yard line. And the biggest play for Miller Highmore Herald in some time as they moved the football deeper into Mount Vernon Plankington territory than I think they have been all game long. Again, they need to put points up here as they trail by a 14-0 score. We're already inside of 7 minutes remaining in the third quarter. This game has moved quickly as the handoff goes right up the middle to Hoffman. And Hoffman will move the football inside the 25 down to about the 24-yard line is where they'll place the football. Hoffman will check out for the moment as Miller Highmore Herald. The play comes in from the sideline. It's hand signals from head coach Travis Easley. As the off goes right up the and Knox the lineup. Receivers to the right side of the formation. Knox will work under the pistol. With Wirtle there, they will hand it off. The ball carrier is Colby Colda. And Colda will get down to the 25-yard line, pick up maybe 1 or 2. Maybe actually no gain on the play as he gets to about the 25-yard line, and that is all, and it will bring up third down and three. And if, I think if you're Miller, Highmore, Herald, yes, there's a lot of football to be played, but this is four-down territory. When you have the football this deep in your opponent's territory, so you don't have to get it all here. You can make the play call, the conservative play call, to maybe get half of it and then try to get half of it on a fourth down play. Knox out of the gun, back to pass, under some pressure. They're going to try to set the screen. He'll fire it deep. He's got Brueggemann. Pass is caught. That is a first down for Miller Highmore Herald. And what a roll of the dice for Trey Knox. He let the defense come. Brueggemann came back for the football and did a nice job. Reception made there as Brueggemann will make the catch, and that will be a first down for Miller Highmore Herald as they have the football at the 11-yard line. So you convert on third and long, and this continues to be the Rustlers' best scoring opportunity of the night. Knox with a pistol look. Hoffman in the backfield. Knox will try to pick up the loose football as, again, they have trouble with the snap. Knox will get away from the defense. He's near the end, near the goal line, and he has stopped just short. Well, every coach would tell a player, just get on the football, protect it, protect the football. But instead, Trey Knox picks it up and makes, gets near the end zone. They'll put him down at the 1-yard line, and a big play there and an opportunity for the Rustlers to find themselves in the end zone for the first time tonight. An I formation look. They go to Hoffman, dodging through traffic. He'll get there, and he'll score the touchdown. That is a 1-yard touchdown run for Tate Hoffman, and Miller Highmore Herald is on the board with 4:40 remaining here in the third quarter. And it is a 14-6 score, and a big, big two-point conversion is upcoming for the Rustlers. And that was a gutsy drive by Miller Highmore Herald. It did not start well as the Rustlers had trouble fielding the kickoff. This will wind up being a 7-play, 76-yard scoring drive, and they're going to try to kick the extra point. Trevor Wirtle will try to kick. I believe that is Knox with the hold. The snap is down. The kick is up, and it is good. 4:40 remains here in quarter number three. It is Mount Vernon Planking and 14, Miller Highmore Herald 7, and we are back for the Rustler kickoff in 1 minute on KPLO.
Man, what are you doing?
Well, you know, I got in that fender bender last week, and I have a great idea. I'm going to wrap my car in bubble wrap. I can't get hurt that way.
Oh, no. It doesn't work that way.
It doesn't.
No, it doesn't work that way. Get that dent fixed. Advanced Collision and Repair, 1022 East 3rd Street in Miller. Call 893-0190 for Advanced Collision and Repair, and put down the bubble wrap.
Miller Rexall Drug is an independent, community-owned Health Mart pharmacy. Pharmacists Trent and Travis care about their customers and provide fast, friendly, and professional pharmacy services to help you get and stay well. Medicare and all major insurance is accepted, and free delivery or mail service of prescriptions is available, along with price matching. Check out the old-fashioned soda fountain and gift card mall, Hallmark cards, wine department, great gift selection, toy and dollar sections, photo machine, and more. Miller Rexall Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Scoring drive for Miller Highmore Herald. They go 76 yards in 7 plays. It's a one-score game at 14-9. Here is Mount Vernon Plankington on the return and almost breaking it was the Titans. The return man was Austin Hagee, and the senior just about was able to break away but was brought down at the last minute. And again, the Titans will wind up with good field position, just like they started the third quarter. This time, they will start from their 40-yard line. They'll have the football first down and 10. 4:35 remains here in the third quarter. This has been a very entertaining football and a football game on a very nice night for football here in Miller. We're out amongst them here this evening. Hand off, running play, and the ball carrier for Mount Vernon Plankington is Drew Gerlach, and he'll move the football to the 45 and pick up 5 yards, and it will bring up second down. We saw a few passing plays. We have seen a couple passing plays here in this second half. But for the most part, both of these teams have kept it between the hash marks as far as the running game is concerned. So we have cruised right along here, and we're nearing the end of the third quarter already. Reed Russ under center. Again, a double wing look. Play action. Russ is back to pass. Rolling to his right to buy some time. He slings it upfield. Pass is tipped and incomplete. Trying to hit Gerlach upfield. The coverage was good. Getting over there, Mason Knox to knock the football away. The defensive play made by Miller Highmore Herald. That's third down and five. The Titans need to get the football to the midfield stripe to move the chains. 3:49 remains in the third quarter as the clock is stopped. You may see both of these coaches who have went for it numerous times on fourth down be much more conservative with their play calling the rest of the way home. From the center of the field, Russ will pitch back. They'll work some misdirection. They've got Gerlach on the move. Gerlach close to first down yardage. He'll dive, and with forward progress, he'll get there. Tackle is made by Marshall Conkey, the sophomore. But Mount Vernon Plankington needed to get the midfield. They got the length of the football past the midfield stripe, and Drew Gerlach with the running play will pick up the first down for Mount Vernon Plankington. Clock continues to run. The Smet leading Stanley County 14-0 last we heard as we try to update scores. Here is a running play for Mount Vernon Plankington. That does not amount to much. Trevor Wirtle and others in there to make the stop. The ball carrier with Christopher Mayer. It'll be a gain of one. We'll bring up second down and nine. This has really been an entertaining, hard-hitting football game as Reed Russ brings the Mount Vernon Plankington Titans to the line of scrimmage. And again, we'll see that double wing. And Russ will, again, fake that busted play and keep it himself, and he'll get very positive yardage there. The blocking out in front, Russ was brought down. He's short of the first down, but he will move the football on that second down run. He will bring the football inside the 45 and down to the 43-yard line, and it will bring out third down. We'll call it three as we approach 2 minutes remaining in the third quarter. Russ under center once again, and again he'll call his own number. This time he gets inside the 40, and that should be enough for a first down. And again, as we talk to head coach Brent Olson, it's good to have an experienced quarterback. There may have been a play call, but Russ probably walked to the line of scrimmage and saw something that he liked and knew that he was going to get 3 yards out of it. And the quarterback or the coach probably gives the quarterback the option to just call his own number at any given time. Here, a running play in a first and 10 situation, and the Miller defense comes away with the football, but do they have it? They're going to rule him down. The Rustlers with Tucker McCauley coming out of the scrum with the football. We never really saw anybody piled up, but the football was apparently stripped free. Apparently, the officials blew the play dead, which means that Mount Vernon Plankington catches a major league break there, and it's second down and 10. 90 seconds remain in this third quarter. The Titans come to the line of scrimmage. Russ will walk them up. This is a double wing look. They have a receiver split out wide. That is Jordan Stoltz. Back to passes, Russ. Stoltz will go downfield with that 6'8 frame. Now Russ is under some pressure. He'll sling it, and the pass is tipped and incomplete. Another big-time defensive play made by the Rustlers, Mason Knox. That is the second pass defense of this drive, and a big play for Miller Highmore Herald, and they'll force a third and nine. The defense for Miller Highmore Herald has been stingy. They have definitely defended the passing game well. It's tough to – they gave up the touchdown to the Titans 6'8 receiver, and that's hard to defend, but they have not been able to throw them comeback routes. The Rustlers have been right there defensively. Here it's third down and nine. The Titans will take the snap. They'll pitch it back on an end-around play and some running room and a first down and more. upfield and down the sideline go the Titans, and the ball carrier is Christopher Mayer, and Mayer will have a first down, and there is a penalty marker that is down as well at the end of the play, and we'll sort that out as well. Three penalty flags, in fact, all came out at once, all for the same play, and we'll wait and see for the official indication, but looks like it's going to be something that happened with the tackle after the first down was scored. This is a personal foul, horse collar, and that will make it half the distance to the goal line, and it will be a first down, first and goal, as the chain gang has to go a long ways to catch up with this play. And the Titans will have the football first and goal inside the 10-yard line, down at about the 5. We're still waiting for the sideline gentleman, the yard marker, to get set. Looks like it's going to be first and goal from about the 6. Final minute of the third quarter. Titans leading by 7. They try to add to the total, and this is Reed Russ, the ball carrier, and he is in for a touchdown. And that touchdown comes with 48 seconds remaining in the third quarter. And Mount Vernon Planking can now with a 20-7 lead. As the Titans, who have not tried to kick an extra point as of yet, will try to go for two here. Chance to make it a three-score game. They will run the misdirection, and running the two-point conversion in for Mount Vernon Plankington is Christopher Mayer. That makes it 22-7 as Christopher Mayer runs in the two-point conversion for the Mount Vernon Plankington Titans. 48 seconds remain in the third quarter, and the Titans will kick off after we take a 60-second break on KPLO.
Carr Chiropractic Clinic PC provides chiropractic care for the entire family. They believe your time is valuable, so they're available when you need them. They have Saturday and early evening hours. They accommodate same-day appointments, walk-ins, and they're there for you in an emergency. Carr Chiropractic in Miller, making a difference by caring for people for over 60 years.
Wind, drought, fire, insects, disease. Together with hail, they have formed a legion of multi-perils bent on the destruction of your hard work. Your fields are under constant attack, but the team at Ken Clark Insurance stands by your side in this war. Ken Clark Insurance will give you peace of mind knowing you're covered and your claim will be processed quickly. So protect your hard work. Call Ken Clark Insurance in Westington at 458-2281. Equal opportunity provider.
Another line drive kickoff for Mount Vernon Plankton. Again, right at Keegan Foreman. And Foreman had it get to his shoulder pads and get away from him. But Foreman chases the play down, covers the football up, and saves the possession. And good field position here for Miller Highmore Herald. They will start from their own 40-yard line, first and 10. The scoring drive for Mount Vernon Plankton. They go 60 yards in 7 plays and chew up the final 4 minutes of the third quarter. We have 45 seconds remaining here. It's a three-score game as Miller Highmore Herald throws it upfield. The pass is intercepted. That's Jordan Stoltz with the interception, and Stoltz will move the football upfield, and he will get the football down to the 30-yard line. And that turnover costly for Miller Highmore Herald. Trying to make something happen, though. Pass upfield through the hands of Kobe Asby. It turns out to be the third turnover of the ball game for the Miller Highmore Herald Rustlers. We mentioned how big that two-point conversion was on the part of Mount Vernon Plankington to make it a 15-point ball game. Still a two-score game, but a lot harder to convert both of your two-point conversions if you ever happen to score. But now Mount Vernon Plankington could really change the complexion of this ball game here on this possession. They will hand it off. This is Gerlach looking for running room, and Gerlach bottled up well. And again, Miller Highmore Herald doing a pretty good job defensively. Tucker McCauley, Mason Knox in there to make the stop. It will turn out to be, though, a 6-yard gain as they move the football down to the 26-yard line. The clock will wind down to the final play of this third quarter. Mount Vernon Plankton content to let it roll to zero and end a third quarter of play. Scoreboard from Darren Boyle Sales. I invite you to check out the large selection of new and used farm equipment I have at my lot on Sale Barn Road in Fort Pierre. Like the Darren Boyle Sales Facebook page or shop online anytime at DarrenBoyleSales.com. 22-7, the lead belongs to Mount Vernon Plankton, and we're back for the fourth quarter in 1 minute on KPLO.
Stop into C&B and let them help you get prepared for the busy season ahead. Schedule your service appointment with the experts at C&B and make sure your equipment is in top shape to keep you in the field and ahead of the game. C&B is your local John Deere dealer, here to provide you with top quality service, parts, and equipment. Learn more or schedule your appointment online today. DeereEquipment.com. That's DeereEquipment.com.
At American Family Insurance, we believe that with the right support, any dream is possible. For auto, home, business, or life, contact us today.
This is Crystal at Crystal Volkwartz and Agency Incorporated. Stop in or give us a call at 853-3324.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. American Family Insurance Company. American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
It's a 22-7 lead for Miller Highmore Herald. The Smet leading Stanley County. That's a 36-0 score at halftime. Pierre in volleyball action against Rapid City Stevens. Pierre is up 2-1 after they won the third set by a 25-9 score. Here, Mount Vernon Plankton off of the Miller Highmore Herald interception has the football at the Rustler 26-yard line and a chance to blow this football game wide open. Running play, Drew Gerlach, and he will not get much. And the Miller Highmore Herald defense trying to make a stand. Trevor Wirtle and others, along with Gunnar Brueggemann, there to make the stop. It will be a short gain of about a half a yard. It will bring up third down and 3 once again. It's more like 4, as they need to get the football inside the 25-yard line down to about the 24. So a double wing look this time. It is pitched to the inside for the first time. They sweep it to the outside, and that's Christopher Mayer with the running play, and Mayer is going to have a first down. They run those little inside handoffs out of the double wing. The Rustlers defended that well, but this time they just pitch to the outside and allow Mayer to run his way to the corner and get the corner turned. He scored from 27 yards out already and has shown some good speed. And now it'll be a fresh set of downs for Mount Vernon Plankton as they have the football at the 15-yard line. And this is for an opportunity for Miller Highmore Herald to make some sort of a defensive play and get this football back. If nothing else, you got to keep Mount Vernon Plankton out of the end zone. Running play this time, Drew Gerlach with it, as Gerlach brings the football down to about the 10-yard line, picking up 5 on that first down run. As Miller Highmore Herald's defense shifts here, Mount Vernon Plankton working from the left hash mark. Double wing look, receivers split out. Well, he split out as a slot on the right side of the formation. They'll run that direction. It is Gerlach with it, and Gerlach will get inside the 10 and work his way down to about the 6-yard line, but he is going to be short of the first down. Rustlers' Tate Hoffman makes the stop. It will be third down and about 3 yards to go, and if you're Mount Vernon Plankton, obviously this is four-down territory. But the Rustlers really need a defensive play here, and now Mount Vernon Plankton is going to use their first timeout of the second half. Timeouts are brought to you by Integra, who remind you acres ahead maximizes your farm's earning potential straight from the start. Contact your local Integra cooperative today. 9:53 remains in the ballgame. Mount Vernon Plankton 22, Miller Highmore Herald 7, and we're back in 30 seconds on KPLO.
Access Health Highmore welcomes new and established patients, offering chronic and acute care for all ages, including evaluation for illness and injuries, immunizations, lab testing, wellness exams, and DOT and sports physicals. Same-day appointments are available, and most major insurances are accepted. Good luck this season, athletes, from Access Health Highmore, assuring access to quality health care.
Your farm turning potential straight from the start. Contact your local Agtegra cooperative today. 9:53 remains in this fourth quarter. It's 22-7. We've had an offensive explosion here in the second half. After it was 6-0 Mount Vernon Plankington at halftime, the Titans scored in the final seconds of the first half, got the football to start the second half, and put 4 points on the board on that possession as well. Here, a running play for Mount Vernon Plankington that does not amount to much. A good job there by the Rustler defense. Brady Fox with the carry, and he is going to be stopped. Well, he did just get enough to pick up the first down, so now it'll be first down and goal for Mount Vernon Plankington. I thought Miller Highmore Herald had the stop made, but the officials give the Titans the first down. Russ will call his own number. He leans forward, tries to push the pile, and he is near the goal line as the whistle stops play and the ball plays down short of the goal line. It will be second down and goal. Russ has scored on a 6-yard touchdown run. He's thrown for a touchdown, and he is also he has led this offense very well. The senior quarterback for Mount Vernon Plankington will bring him to the line of scrimmage once again. Probably call his own number. This time, though, he's bottled up, and the wrestlers will push back. I think he was stopped that time. And again, your quarterback, you go to the line of scrimmage, and you kind of guess where that nose tackle or where those defensive tackles, which gaps they're going to shoot, and you try to go where they don't. And that time, the wrestlers were able to fill that play in and stop Russ to no gain, and it's third down and goal. They have the football at the one. This is play number nine of a drive that started back at their own 34-yard line. Here is Russ with it. They hand it off this time, and scooting to the outside is Drew Gerlach, and he is in. A 1-yard touchdown run for Drew Gerlach adds to the total for Mount Vernon Plankington. It's now 28-7. That's with 8:18 remaining in the fourth quarter. The Titans, with a big second half, have really turn this game around. So now about Vernon Plankington. We'll go for two, as again they'll work with that double wing. Pitch back to Gerlach, who looks to try to scoot to the corner. He will get the corner turned, and he is in. 2-point conversion is good. 8:18 remains in the ball game. Mount Vernon Plankington now with a 30-7 lead over Miller Highmore Herald. The Titans will kick off next. We're back in 1 minute on KPLO.
Is your truck or fleet insurance a one-size-fits-all approach? The commercial line agents at Fisher Rounds & Associates know that each company fleet, owner-operator, or ag producer has unique coverage needs. We understand all the risks and liabilities, so we can create a customized policy that ensures you are fully covered. We're at your service, at your side. Fisher Rounds & Associates, serving your truck insurance needs with offices in Pierre, Mitchell, Rapid City, Sioux Falls, and Watertown.
Highmore Health is a 44-bed skilled care facility that provides quality care in a home-like atmosphere. The staff at Highmore Health will treat your family member like they're one of their own, providing daily activities, physical, occupational, and speech therapy. They're Medicare and Medicaid certified, too. Highmore Health looks forward to continuing to provide quality, loving care for their residents and families, as well as exploring innovative new options for services. For more information or a tour, call 605-852-2255.
Miller Highmore Herald on the return as Tate Hoffman fields. He fields it from his own 20-yard line, and he hustles his way up across the 40 and to the, well, let's see where they stepped out of bounds. They are going to move the football back a little bit. He was across the 45 before he was finally, or he was bumped out for the last time. The officials there say that he stepped out at the 43-yard line. And Miller Highmore Herald now trailing by 23 with 8:11 remaining in the ballgame. They have a lot of work to do. Trey Knox will work out of the shotgun formation. Takes the snap. Back to pass looking. Steps up. Fires it downfield. He's got Brueggemann, and it is incomplete. Getting over there defensively with Jordan Stoltz at 6'8", playing free safety. He ran across there and waved his arm in front of the pass, and that made it tough for Brueggemann to hang on to it. He did have an opportunity there, but couldn't catch it cleanly. An incomplete pass makes it second down and 10. So they'll tee it up from the 43-yard line once again. Knox in an empty backfield this time with bunch receivers to the left. Knox will try to call his own number, weaving his way through traffic. Gets across the 45, 46, 47, and with forward progress, the 48-yard line picks up about 5 there, and it will bring up third down. Clock running as we're down to 7:45 remaining in the contest. 30-7 is our score, and the Rustlers trying to operate, well, still, they have not huddled up yet tonight as they continue to kind of use that muddle huddle. Here is a snap not handled by Knox, a kind of a slow-developing busted play that will not amount to a lot of yardage there. I believe that was Hoffman, the ball carrier. And it will be a gain of a yard, and it will bring up fourth down and 4. And if you're Miller Heim or Harold, you really don't have much choice but to try to run it here and go for it as the possessions wind down in the contest. It's a 30-7 lead for Mount Vernon Plankton. Back to basket is Knox, and he's got a man. He fires it deep downfield, and the pass is tipped and incomplete. The penalty flag will come out. Miller Highmore Herald will wind up with a first down out of the play. But, of course, it's not a spot foul as it is in the pros. The wrestler. So they will. We'll wait for him to place the football. But again, it will not be a spot foul. It'll be 15 yards from the line of scrimmage, and the Rustlers now will have the football. And we still haven't seen the football placed yet. Now it is down at the 15-yard line. That is actually the first accepted penalty against Mount Vernon Plankton in this ballgame. So the wrestlers still have an opportunity here. They got to get points on the board. You might need to get a defensive stop quickly in the next possession, but that play keeps the drive alive for the wrestlers, and they take the snap, play action, back to passes, Knox, and he's under pressure, and he's dumped. Knox was under some big, well, looked like he was all right, and then Daniel Loffman came in and just blew that play up. And Knox was dumped for a loss back at the 42-yard line. Held onto the football perhaps too long that time as he loses 7 yards on the play, and it will bring up second down. Second down is 17 yards to go, and with that sack, the clock continues to run, and time definitely is a factor here for the Rustlers. Knox back to pass. Again, there's pressure. He'll step up and let it fly, and a pass is incomplete. That Gunnar Brueggemann there. Brueggemann had to dive for it as perhaps the pass was a little too far out in front, but he got a hand on it, but not two, and could not make the catch, and it will bring up a third down and 17 yards to go for Miller Highmore Herald. Stops the clock with 6:10 remaining in the ball game. It is a Mount Vernon Plankton lead at 30-7. Rustlers are probably in four down territory here with three receivers to the right. Back to pass is Knox. They'll throw it upfield. It's Hoffman that makes the catch well short of the marker, but tries to do it with run after the catch. He breaks a tackle, and then another down to the 10, to the 5 at the end. Yes! Touchdown! Nate Hoffman with a 42-yard touchdown reception. as he caught it short in the pass from Trey Knox, but Hoffman was able to do the rest of the work on his own and scores the touchdown for Miller Highmore Herald. The touchdown comes with 5:58 remaining in this fourth quarter. 30-13 now as Miller Highmore Herald gets set to go for two. And Knox will now direct a little bit of traffic as the play is called. He'll take the snap, roll to his right, and get tackled from behind. And the two-point conversion is no good. But the Rustlers get on the scoreboard. 5:58 remains in the ballgame. Mount Vernon Plankinton 30. Miller Highmore Herald 13. And the Rustlers will kick off next. We're back in 1 minute on KPLO.
Good luck to all the Highmore Herald teams from the Highmore Herald, which has been serving the Highmore and Herald area, distributing the local newspaper each week for over 140 years. The Herald offers all types of commercial printing, black and white or color copy, and fax service. They can order wedding and party supplies. They're the local distributor for Watkins Products and the local Buell's Laundry drop-off location. See them for stadium chairs and support the local team in style and comfort. They also invite you to check out home events on Venture Channel 381. That's the Highmore Herald newspaper in Highmore. Mashick Food Center is your affiliated foods Midwest hometown grocer in Highmore. Mashick Food Center carries the finest precious produce, quality meats, and they also offer Wonder Roast roasted chicken and pork tenderloin. So delicious. And you still receive full carryout service just like the good old days. Mashick Food Center has Highmore Pirate clothing so you can show your school spirit, and they welcome WIC and food stamps. They're open 7 days a week and are proud to help bring you this broadcast. Mashick Food Center, Highmore.
Reliance Chamberlain, 100.5 Pier Fort Pier. Eyes on the road, not on your phone.
5 plays, 57 yards on the scoring drive for Miller Highmore Herald. They score the touchdown, but do not get the two-point conversion, so they trail by 17. It's 30-13 now. Austin Hagee with the kickoff return, the senior for Mount Vernon Plankinton, brings the football out to the 30-yard line, and now Mount Vernon Plankinton, who has two timeouts remaining, can look to work the clock here. Miller Highmore Herald may have to use the defense or use the timeouts on defense. They have all three of their timeouts left to use. But this is just a matter of seeing how much clock the Titans can chew up here and come out of here with a victory. Penalty flag flies as this ball is snapped. Christopher Mayer with the carry. And Mayer will bring the football across the 35. He's tripped up and brought down there. Well, let's check the penalty marker, which stops the clock with 5:47 remaining in the fourth quarter. It's an illegal shift and a 5-yard mark off against the Titans. Their second penalty for 20 yards. It will bring up a first down, 15 yards to go for Mount Vernon Plankinton. Stay with us during the post game. We'll have the KPLO. CHS River Plains player of the game. We'll have the big play of the game. That is brought to you by Golden Buffalo as well. And we will wrap up our second game of high school football that we've had for you today. If you missed it earlier, Jones County with a 41-0 victory over Sunshine Bible. This is a running play. Reed Russ trying to keep it himself, and Russ is brought down behind the line of scrimmage. Maybe he'll lose a yard. Maybe he got back to the line of scrimmage. I think they will give him forward progress back to the line of scrimmage. It's second and 15 as Trevor Wirtle and others are in there to make the stop. But for Mount Vernon Plankinton, their big concern is to just keep clock running. Of course, they'd pick up a first down or two if they could, but they'll keep it between the ditches here on this second down and 15-yard-to-go play. Keep it between the hash marks, if you will. As quarterback Reed Russ, the 3-year starter for Mount Vernon Plankinton, will bring him to the line of scrimmage. Receivers split out wide to the right. They'll pitch it back, and they'll fake the pitch, and they'll hand it off inside. And that is Christopher Mayer, the ball carrier. And Mayer is stopped behind the line of scrimmage. And again, Trevor Wirtle makes another good defensive play for the Rustlers. They lose a couple. And it is third down and 16, and Miller Highmore Herald will use their first timeout of the second half. Stops the clock with 4:42 remaining. It's 30-13. Mount Vernon Plankinton leads. We'll pause for 30 seconds on KPLO.
At American Family Insurance, we believe that with the right support, any dream is possible. For auto, home, business, or life, contact us today.
This is Crystal at Crystal Volkwartz and Agency Incorporated. Stop in or give us a call at 853-3324.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. American Family Insurance Company. American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
Timeouts are brought to you by Integra. Acres Ahead maximizes your farm's earning potential. Straight from the start, contact your local Integra Cooperative today. 30-13, Mount Vernon Plankington has the lead. 4:42 remains here in this fourth quarter. It was 6-0 Mount Vernon Plankington at the half. The Titans scored with 17 seconds remaining in the second quarter to take that 6-0 lead. They got the football to start the second half and scored on that drive. And they have been able to manage the game ever since. The Rustlers, though, have continued to battle and have continued to put points on the board. They'll set up a screen and just too much pressure that time by Gunnar Brueggemann and also Trevor Wirtle on Reed Russ. They tried to set up that screen to draw the defense, but Wirtle just got there too quickly. And the pass was thrown. It was upfield, and it was intended for the fullback as Mount Vernon Plankington trying to run that fullback screen to Brady Fox. But pass was well over his head. And now Mount Vernon Plankington, for just the second time this afternoon or this evening, will punt the football away. Russ will field the snap like a shortstop as it comes rolling back to him. I think we're going to have a false start as snapper kind of double clutched there. And they'll move him back 5 yards further. Whatever it does, it will help the field position of Miller, for Miller Highmore Herald. And they will mark off the, they're going to call off sides against Miller Highmore Herald. So they'll move it 5 yards the other way. But it is still 4th and 11. And we will see another punt opportunity. And Reed Russ is hoping that this snap is a lot better than it was in the play that was blown dead. A high snap, Russ will field, and a high floating punt, Tate Hoffman will field, and he will make a move himself and down the sideline, brings the football near the midfield stripe before he is bumped out of bounds. That was dangerous there for Tate Hoffman as he had a defender coming his way in punt coverage, but he fielded the ball cleanly and then was able to pick up about 8-9 yards on the return. And from midfield, Miller Highmore Herald will have the football. They'll have two timeouts remaining. 4:26 remains in the fourth quarter. A quick score and a quick two-point conversion would make things interesting. But it is still a three-score game, no matter how you look at it. That two-point conversion to Mount Vernon Plankington scored earlier really changed the fortunes of how you calculate how you play this game out. Here is a pass upfield. Trevor Wirtle with the reception. Wirtle will pick up a first down as he gets inside the Mount Vernon Plankington 40 and down to the 38-yard line. The Rustlers have to work with a sense of urgency here as the play call will come in from the sideline. Again, the Rustlers with those wristbands. The play comes in from the sidelines. You don't need to huddle when the play call is made because the personnel is there and they can go to work. Back to Knox. He will look. Knox will fling, and it's upfield, and it's caught as the reception is made inside the 35 down to the 33-yard line. That is Colby Kolda making the stop. They will pick up about 6 yards there. The Rustlers have moved the football well in a couple two plays of this drive, but the clock running now as we're down to 3:40. This started at midfield, a pass to the 40. 38-yard line, actually, that moved the chains, and then 6 yards to the 32, and it's second down and 4. Empty backfield from Knox, who's back to pass. He'll step up, fires it downfield, and the pass is incomplete. Tried to get the ball to Kobe Asme, There is a penalty marker down, and this flag came out late and about the time that Knox threw the football. So let's see what happens there. We'll wait for him to sort things out. And it's going to be a holding penalty against Miller Highmore Herald, and there has been plenty of those here tonight, and that is going to be a costly one. The seventh penalty of the night against Miller Highmore Herald. It's probably at least the third holding penalty. And that is a costly one as the Rustlers kind of had things rolling a little bit. Still would have been a tall order to win this football game, but they were moving the football, and now we redo second down. It's second down and about 17 yards to go. Football back to the 45-yard line as Knox is back to pass. Again, the deep ball thrown. He's got Asby, and it is in his hands, and he can't hang on. And it will bring up third down. Asby showed some good speed as he got behind the defense there. But the pass was right there, and Asby just could not hang on to it. You got to go right back to him as he'll line up as a receiver on the near side. 3:16 remains in the ball game as the Rustlers trail by 17. Trey Knox with the snap as he goes back to pass. Looks, steps up, fires, and the pass is through the hands of Tate Hoffman and incomplete, and now a penalty flag is going to come in late. And that will give the Rustlers an automatic first down as trying to get in there was Evan Boltzma. And I think Boltzma is going to be called for roughing the passer there as the officials are going to sort this out. Either way, it's going to give Miller Highmore Herald a first down. We'll wait and see where they place the football. And it's going to be 15 yards from the line of scrimmage, and that'll move the football back down to the 30-yard line. And again, it helps the Rustlers, no question about that. But as all of this happens, as we go back and forth, the clock still moves, and we're down to 3:12 remaining in the ballgame, and the Rustlers, with all the things going on, still have a tall hill to climb. Knox, with Hoffman alongside, back to pass. He'll step up and fire. It's Asby that makes the reception. And Kobe with it up the sideline, and he's bumped out of bounds. That was a good confidence-building throw. You have Asby on a couple of those deep patterns where the pass goes through his fingertips. Instead, send him down, have him run the comeback route, have him make the easy catch and pick up some yards after the catch. They move the football down to the 12-yard line. It's first down for Miller Highmore Herald. They can pick up a first down without scoring. Knox back to pass. Trey buying some time. Trey rolling to his right. Now he's got a blocker out front. A penalty marker is down as Knox will get his way close to the end zone. But a penalty flag does come out and is going to call out. It's going to bring back what was a good running play for Trey Knox. And we'll wait for him to place the football. It'll be 10 yards from the spot of the foul, which was at the 23-yard line. So back to the 33-yard line it goes. That is another 10-yard penalty. Actually, it's going to be more than that. They're going to call it a 15-yard penalty. Apparently, it was a chop block of some sort. But the 15-yard penalty moves the football all the way back to the 38-yard line. 2:56 remains. 30-13 is our score as Mount Vernon Plankton leads. Here is Knox on the move. Knox is brought down. Sacked behind the line of scrimmage. As Mount Vernon Plankton makes the play, that is Trevor Sweet that gets in there and sacks the quarterback, Trey Knox, and a timeout taken by the Rustlers. With 2:48 remaining, 30-13 is our score. Again, we pause for 30 seconds. This is Regional High School Football from KPLO.
Order your new 2023 Ford from Jan Bussey Ford in Highmore. The order bank is open for 2023 models, including F-150, Ford Ranger, Edge, and Explorers. Jan Bussey Ford is family-owned and operated. No games, no gimmicks. And our service department is unmatched in Central South Dakota, featuring four senior master certified technicians. Place your order and get exactly what you want by calling 605-852-2022.
Jan Bussey Ford, building partnerships for life.
Timeouts are brought to you by Integra. Acres Ahead maximizes your farm's earning potential straight from the start. Contact your local Integra cooperative today. 30-13, Mount Vernon Plankington has the lead. We have had a lot of action in the second half of this football game. Remember, it was 6-0. The Titans had the lead at halftime, and the Titans had to score with 17 seconds remaining in the first half to make to break a scoreless tie. Ray Knox back at quarterback, facing a second down and a whole bunch. Back to pass is Knox. He's going to fling it upfield. He's got Asby, and it's over his head and incomplete. And that will bring up third down and long. They need to get the football down to about the 3-yard line. They have the football currently after the holding penalty back at their own 45. So it is third down and 42 yards to go. Asby will come back after that long run on the pass play. And again, he'll line up as a receiver to the near side. Left hash mark. Rustlers will bunch receivers. In fact, send four of them out to the outside, which is the right side. They'll swing it up to Hoffman, the bubble screen there. Hoffman trying to get free and cannot. He'll be stopped after about a 2 or 3 yard gain down to the 43-yard line. A good job defensively there by the linebacking core of Mount Vernon Plankington. Hoffman just not able to get free as they run that bubble screen. That was a play that they have ran before, and the Rustlers were able to pick up yardage. Here's your ball game right here, 4th and 41. Hoffman, or Knox rather, with the snap, back to pass. He's going to step up and fire. Pass is caught. Asby with the reception. Kobe on the run. Has to get away from one man and then another. He'll reverse his field, and he'll pitch it back and up the field. The Tucker McCauley was the man who received the pitch from Asby. Asby knew he had nowhere to go, couldn't move or move the chains. He needed to get down near the goal line, so he pitches it back to McCauley, who blasts his way forward for another 4 or 5 yards. But Mount Vernon Plankington makes the stop. And that will that slows down the drive for Miller Highmore Herald. The Titans have the football and now can put this ball game away with a minute 53 remaining. During our post game, we will have the CHS River Plains player of the game, the Golden Buffalo big play of the game, and the. We'll reset things for next week, which will be another busy week of high school sports coverage. Here, handoff, not a lot of running room there. And again, Miller Highmore Herald's defense playing well. Christopher Mayer with the run, and he has stopped behind the line of scrimmage. He'll lose about 4 yards in the play, and it will bring up second down. The Rustlers content to let the clock run here, as it is a 17-point game with 90 seconds remaining. And so the Titans run another play. Maybe you probably need to run two to get this ball game in the books. We'll recap some scores that we had. DeSmet was well out in front of Stanley County. Of course, the Pierre Governors, in pursuit of their sixth consecutive state AA title, they are in action tomorrow night. River 92-7. Here, Reed Russ. Rolling to his right, he'll throw the football upfield. There was nobody home there. And again, we talked about perhaps was it a busted play or was it a designed quarterback run. That time it looked like a busted play, and Russ just wisely just threw it upfield. But that did stop the clock to make it third down and very long for Mount Vernon Plankton. You got to give a ton of credit when all is said and done at how well this Miller Highmore Herald defense has played. They've given up 30 points, but they battled with field position, and for part of those drives, it's tough to give up and try to hold on a short field constantly. But this is a team in Mount Vernon Plankington that runs that double wing, and they run it well. And the wrestlers, all in all, have defended it pretty decently. Russ will receive the snap. He'll try to keep it himself as he fights for yardage, and finally will be brought down after a short gain. And we are going to have a stoppage of play and a timeout taken by Pierre. Or pardon me, by Miller, Highmore, Herald. They will use their final timeout of the ball game with 56 seconds remaining just to get another opportunity for their offense, as we expect a Mount Vernon Plankington punt here in the play upcoming. Let's pause for 30 seconds and return. This is Regional High School Football from KPLO.
Jet Lanes invites you to stop in for some great food and great fun on the lanes. Challenge your friends to a match or just hang out and relax. Jet Lanes serves steaks, burgers, made-to-order pizzas, and much more from their full menu. You can also watch your favorite game. Jet Lanes in Presho, downtown P-Town's number one fun spot and a proud supporter of all area youth in their sports and activities.
Brought to you by Integra. They remind you acres ahead maximizes your farm's earning potential straight from the start. Contact your local Integra cooperative today. 30-6 is our score with 56 seconds remaining in the ball game. The Rustlers use their final timeout to they were going to see a Mount Vernon Plankington punt one way or the other. But what the Rustlers wanted to do is maybe time for their offense to get a couple plays in before this ball game is over. Here's a good snap to Reed Russ, who has struggled with that in the punt game before. And the punt sideways as it goes out of bounds. It will come out of bounds near our vantage point. The Rustlers will have the football at the 49-yard line. So we'll see what Miller, Highmore, Herald will do here with 50 seconds remaining. Post game is upcoming. We'll talk about a lot of scores in the second half. We'll also talk about just one score in the first half of this full ball game where the defenses were able to get a lot of their work done. Knox, the quarterback, will work out of an empty backfield. Asby to the near side. Bunch receiver split out wide to the left side of the formation as well as a player comes in late. Back to pass is Knox. Again, he'll fire it upfield, and that pass is tipped and incomplete. Gunnar Brueggemann was there, but also in coverage was Drew Gerlach, and Gerlach knocked the football away. Second down and 10 with 44 seconds remaining. Again, Highmore Herald, Miller Highmore Herald has not, they have not huddled up all evening long as they use that muddle huddle, the bunch formation, if you will, as they have the play call come from the sideline by the coach, and they're able to go. Trey Knox back to pass, looking for a place to go, can't find a place, and he is brought down for a sack from behind, moves the football back into Rustler territory, back to the 46-yard line, and Miller Highmore Herald just trying to get some plays in. And if you're Travis Easley, head coach of Miller Highmore Herald, you want to see how your team takes care of business in situations like this, see how many plays they can get off, even though you're on the losing side of a score here, of a scoreboard here. Here's Cade Hoffman with the run, and Hoffman picks up a first down as he moves the football into Titan territory. 7 seconds remain. They get lined up smartly. Back to pass is Knox. Probably the final play of the ball game as he dumps it upfield. Hoffman with it. Hoffman still on his feet as he fights for yardage. He is brought down, and there's your ball game. 30-13 is our score as Mount Vernon Plankington knocks off Miller Highmore Herald. Scoreboard from Darren Boyle Sales. Check out the farm equipment at the lot on Sale Barn Road in Ford Pier. Like the Darren Boyle Sales Facebook page or shop online anytime at DarrenBoyleSales.com. We will take a three-minute break. Post-game is next on KPLO.
There's Thursday Night Lights and all of the weekend highlights, but nothing beats Monday nights with Monday Night Football on Venture High Def TV. You'll catch all the action starting Monday, September 12th. Tune into ESPN Channel 21 as the Broncos head to Lumen Field and take on the Seahawks at 7 p.m. Venture Communications, your home for ESPN and Monday Night Football. Call Venture Communications today for High Def TV service and more. 852-2224.
The future of our region lies in the young people who are involved in athletics, music, art, and drama, and the many other activities in our schools. Kimball Livestock Exchange in Kimball congratulates everyone that contributes and competes. We're proud of you all and happy to support the many activities in our schools. Kimball Livestock Exchange has a sale every Tuesday. For sale information or to consign, call the barn at 778-6211.
At Titan Machinery, they know that maintaining your equipment's health keeps it running at peak performance. That's why they carry genuine Case IH lubricants, filters, and batteries for your total maintenance solutions. Achieve longer service intervals and higher performance with OEM lubricants. Maximize your machine's efficiency with Case IH approved filters and depend on their quick-starting batteries designed to handle extreme vibrations and temperatures. Visit Titan Machinery today and purchase genuine Case IH lubricants, filters, and batteries to get the most out of your investment.
Wegner Auto Company, South Dakota's oldest auto dealer and peer, is your transportation headquarters in Central South Dakota. With a great selection of new Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep vehicles, and a large selection of quality pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs. View their entire inventory at WegnerAuto.com. Experience the Wegner Auto difference for yourself by letting them help you with your next set of wheels. Wegner Auto Company in Pierre.
The Miller Press, one-stop shopping for your business. Their commercial print shop can make the business of doing business a breeze. The staff at the Miller Press can help you with letterheads, printed envelopes, invoices, sales tickets, business cards. They do customized printing on paper and clothing. And now they offer instant photo printing with multiple paper sizes to choose from right from your computer or phone. Stop into the Miller Press office for more information. 114 West 3rd Street, Miller. Call 853-3575 or online at themillerpress.com. The Miller Press.
There's an app for everything, including high school sports from the stations of DRG Media Group. Download the DRG News app brought to you by the Golden Buffalo Casino from the App Store or Google Play. It only takes a moment, so you'll have it to replay this game. See live and archived video of all games. And when you select your favorite station during the live stream, the video will immediately pop up. See Central South Dakota high school sports on your phone or mobile device with the DRG News app brought to you by the Golden Buffalo Casino. Download it now at the App Store or Google Play.
Game underway here at Bob Schrader Field in Miller as we talk about a victory for Mount Vernon Plankington. The Titans 2-0 on the season now as they knock off Miller Highmore Herald. It is a 30-13 final. It was nearly a scoreless first half of football. Mount Vernon Plankington finally able to get the football in the end zone with 17 seconds remaining in the first half. That was a Jordan Stoltz 17-yard touchdown reception from Reed Russ. And that made it 6-0 after the two-point conversion was no good. That was our halftime score. And at the time, we thought it was a big deal because Mount Vernon Plankington had won the toss. They elected to defer to the second half, which meant they started with the football in the third quarter. They score on that final possession of the first half and then had the opportunity to go to work offensively in the second half. As we go right to our highlight package, Mount Vernon Plankington, well, they execute well on their first drive of the second half. They go six plays, 53 yards, scoring another touchdown at the 8:54 mark of the third quarter. It's Christopher Meyer who ran it in from 27 yards out. Off this time, they will go to the wide side of the field, and the ball carrier still on his feet as he looks to turn the corner and fight to the end zone. He is in for a touchdown. That is Christopher Meyer. Drew Gerlach ran in the two-point conversion to make it 14-7, and they built that 14-point lead late in the first and early in the third quarter. But Miller Highmore Herald was able to come out in the third quarter. They made some halftime adjustments. They were able to put together a nice scoring drive. Seven plays, 76 yards. They had some big plays downfield, had a couple big third-down conversions in that drive that were very big. The Rustlers finally got pay dirt. Their first score coming at the 440 mark of the third quarter. It's Tate Hoffman who runs it in from 1 yard out. Look, they go to Hoffman, dodging through traffic. He'll get there, and he'll score the touchdown. It was Trevor Wirtle who kicked the extra point, and at the time it was 14-7, and it was just a one-score game. But Mount Vernon Plankinton on the ensuing drive was able to put points on the board, and also a two-point conversion that really changed the dynamics of this football game for the Rustlers. The Titans, they go 60 yards in seven plays. They score with 48 seconds remaining in the third quarter. It was a six-yard Reed Russ run that put the Titans up by three scores. Titans leading by seven. They try to add to the total, and this is Reed Russ, the ball carrier, and he is in for a touchdown. Christopher Mayer ran in the two-point conversion. At the time, it was just 20-7, so still a two-score game, but with that two-point conversion, it made it a 15-point game and made it much harder for the Rustlers to come back. And Titans were able to control the football again as we got into the fourth quarter. Mount Vernon Plankinton was able to put more points on the board. Another time-consuming drive. It was a nine-play, 66-yard scoring drive, and it was Drew Gerlach who ran it in from 1 yard out to cap off the drive and really sealed the deal for Mount Vernon Plankinton. Russ with it. They hand it off this time, and scooting to the outside is Drew Gerlach, and he is in. A one-yard touchdown run for Drew Gerlach. Drew Gerlach ran in the two-point conversion as well. That made it 30-7. But give Miller a lot of credit. You got to credit the way they played defensively in the first half. Really, you got to credit how well they played defensively throughout this ball game. They were a very hard-hitting, solid defensive ball club that was tough against the run. And they continued to battle even though they were behind 30-7 at the midway point of the fourth quarter. They were able to put together a five-play, 57-yard scoring drive to make things interesting. They score with 5:58 in the fourth quarter remaining. It was Tate Hoffman, 42 yards out from Trey Knox. Well short of the marker, but tries to do it with run after the catch. He breaks a tackle, and then another down to the 10, to the 5 at the end. Yes! Touchdown! Tate Hoffman scores the touchdown. Tate Hoffman with a 42-yard touchdown reception. A 30-13 score after the two-point conversion was no good. Miller Highmore Herald was able to get the football back in the final seconds, the final moments of this ball game, but not able to convert there. As Mount Vernon Plankinton able to pick up victory number two on the season, and with the loss, Miller Highmore Herald drops to 1-1. Time for our big play of the game, and that is brought to you by the folks at the Golden Buffalo.
The KPLO Sports Big Play of the Game is brought to you by your winning destination, the Golden Buffalo Casino in Lower Brule, where you can play big. The Golden Buffalo Casino is proud of all our area youth and all of their accomplishments in activities. Your winning destination, the Golden Buffalo Casino in Lower Brule, is a proud sponsor of KPLO Sports Big Play of the Game.
Well, there were a lot of big plays in this ball game as Mount Vernon Plankinton wins it by a final of 30-13. But in the end, no plays bigger than our Golden Buffalo big play of the game. Well short of the marker, but tries to do it with run after the catch. He breaks a tackle, and then another down to the 10, to the 5 at the end. Yes! Touchdown! Tate Hoffman with a 42-yard touchdown reception. That 42-yard touchdown reception, Tate Hoffman from Trey Knox. It is our big play of the game, and it's brought to you by the folks at Golden Buffalo. We close out our post game with the player of the game announcement, and that is brought to you by the folks at CHS River Plains.
You ask, we listen. CHS River Plains now has grain marketing at the farm gate. Barb Gorjewski and Jason Uecker are hitting the country providing grain buying services where it's convenient for you. So whether you prefer to call and talk to our grain marketers or have the origination team come to you, we'll be there. We can help build a marketing plan, execute a current plan, and help decide when it's the best time and way to sell your crop so it's right for your operation and your bottom line. CHS River Plains is making it as convenient as possible to build a successful marketing plan for your specific needs.
Well, we look at our player of the game nominees. Let's talk about Mount Vernon Plankington first. Christopher Mayer with a touchdown run. Drew Gerlach with a touchdown run. Reed Russ with a touchdown run as well for Mount Vernon Plankington. Russ threw for a touchdown as well for the Titans in their victory here tonight. But we're going to go with Tate Hoffman as our player of the game. He scored two touchdowns, a one-yard touchdown run in quarter number three. He had a 42-yard touchdown reception in the fourth quarter. And the senior from Miller is from Miller Highmore Herald. He is our KPLO CHS River Plains player of the game. Don't forget Vikings football tomorrow on KPLO. The Vikings out west playing in the Mountain Time Zone, taking on the Denver Broncos in their third preseason game of the season. Kickoff at 8, Vikings pregame at 7, as we bring you Minnesota Vikings football all season long on KPLO. Tuesday night volleyball, it will be Chamberlain hosting Stanley County, and we'll get things underway with our match coverage at around 7 o'clock. And then on Friday night, it will be high school football, as we will bring you the matchup on Friday night. It will be Chamberlain taking on the fifth ranked team, currently the fifth ranked team in class 11A football. That is Dakota Valley, and we'll have that game for you on Friday evening, 7 o'clock kickoff on KPLO. A couple finals for you in high school football. The Smet defeating Stanley County, 36-7, the final in that ball game. Pierre, in volleyball, defeats Rapid City Stevens by final, or actually 3-1, scores of 25-21, 18-25, 25-9, and 25-21. The Lady Governors pick up their second victory of the season. And the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety reminds you to keep your eyes on the road, not on your phone. Tonight's coverage of regional high school football on KPLO brought to you by Crystal Wolf's Garden Agency, American Family Insurance, by Mashing Food Center, the Highmore Herald, Jan Bussey Ford, Fisher Rounds and Associates, Highmore Health, and C&B Operations, Access Health of Highmore, Ken Clark Insurance, Carr Chiropractic, Miller Rexall, Advanced Collision and Repair, and the Miller Press. Coverage of regional high school sports on KPLO is brought to you by Darren Boyle Sales, CHS River Plains, the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety, the Golden Buffalo, Buy Right Seed, Agtegra, Riverview Power Sports, the South Dakota Attorney General's Division of Consumer Protection, Avera Orthopedics, the May Adam Law Firm, and Potsdam State Farm Insurance. Coverage of regional high school sports on KPLO is also brought to you by the Jet Lanes, Venture Communications, Kimball Livestock, Tite Machinery, and Wagner Auto. John Neff has been our technical director at DRG Media Group's world headquarters, doing a great job this afternoon and this evening. We thank him for that. And I'm Darren Boyle. We thank you for joining us tonight. Again, our final score from Miller. It is Mount Vernon Plankington 30 and Miller Highmore Herald 13. And we bid you all a very pleasant evening.